puta madre.
Could I get one of the foods, please?
My God, putting nothing else better to do.
Tu chingada puta verga bomba, perra reverenda verga puta tu madre.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making a stupid cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and fans watching around the world, live.
Thank you for joining me, Carlito, on my return to the air after my last, again, another ankle surgery. Thank you. Thank you, God, for making me get another surgery, for making me get more anesthesia. More antibiotics that I probably don't need, but they just prescribe them because they can get money from the insurance company. Ooh. Yeah. Let's hear it for the insurance company. It pays for everything. It dictates whether or not I can have certain bandages, even though I need them. They dictate how many I can have. Yeah. Let's thank the orthopedic doctor who's very eager to write prescriptions for medicine, for painkillers, whenever you need them. Yeah. Just call him. You don't have to go in. Just call him and pick up the script. Yeah. It's a great system. Yeah. Have a lot more to be thankful for. Thankful I'm here for you guys to do some prank calls. Hopefully I'm a little rusty, but I'll try them nonetheless. Let's get right to it. We're getting to the fucking four family yard sale. Damn, that's a big ass yard sale, motherfucker, right? Probably a lot of motherfucking shit there. This occurred Friday and Saturday. I'm gonna call make an offer on what they got left. Yeah. I'll buy it all, motherfucker. Yeah, I don't care about none of my contests. Make the call, motherfucker. You do what I say, right? Don't give me any shit, Vox Ox. Gotta double check that caller ID, huh?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? You got that? You had that yard sale. Hello.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Billy. I heard you had that yard sale this weekend. You had that yard sale.
Yeah.
You got anything left there? I'll give you an offer on everything you got left. You got any shit left? You sell all?
No, I took it to the flea market and sold it today.
What else you got? What else you got? You got little bits of shit you want to get rid of still? I'll buy them. I'll scrap them.
No.
What kind of panties you got on? I'll buy those. If you got them on now, if they're nice and funky.
Hey, the best thing you can do is shut the fuck up and leave her the fuck alone, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, you. This. Yeah. No video tonight, by the way. No video.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong?
Yeah, do you have any copper in your house?
I ain't got shit that I'm gonna give you, motherfucker. Go home.
Well, you know what else? Oh, he's a good old boy. Get on, boy! Get on out of here, boy! Next thing I want to hear is ch-ch.
The mailbox belonging to
Loretta and Madison
is full and cannot accept new messages at this time.
Full Please try again later. It's full of shit, motherfucker. One more try. Last try.
The mailbox belonging to
I got the
Loretta
fuck you
and Madison.
Either that or they're calling the sheriff, as they say in this area. I'm gonna call a sheriff. Wake up the sheriff. Sheriff. Sheriff Bob, we have a call from a civilian. Yeah, what's going on? You got a funny phone call about some shit they were selling. Oh my god. Wake up the rest of Alpha Squad and let's meet in the computer center and trace the call immediately. Alright. That's how it goes. Here's Milkman. Let me get him up on this fucking phone first. We just started playing the song. Yep.
Hello.
Yep. How you doing, boy?
Tito. What the hell's going on, man? You had to quit bumping, man. You gonna do the show, or what the hell are you doing, man?
I'm on now. Can you Skype in, or can you only do this?
Oh, I thought you were going to call me, bitch. What the fuck?
Well, I'm waiting for you. I never saw you pop up. Are you in? Are you up?
No, I thought you were
going
to call me on the phone and tell me when you're ready to start.
Oh, well, yeah. I told you what time, silly boy. We started about... Get on Skype. Hurry up. Go. We're playing your song. I'm playing your song, motherfucker. I'm playing your song.
Can you do it on the phone?
No, I can't do it on the phone. I don't have that kind of setup. I'm sorry. Get on Skype. Hurry up. Why are you still here? Skype. Get on Skype.
All right, okay.
Ah. All right. Hurry up. Yeah. Telling you. Now we have to replay this song. Let me play the next song so we can come back and play this. We'll play a little bit of jazzy jazz. All right. So, do y'all having a good night, I hope? I hope you're all feeling fine. Another week's behind us, another weekend. We're all getting ready, packing our lunch for tomorrow, right? Make sure you finished your laundry for the week, folded everything, hung everything, maybe set aside your outfit for tomorrow. Yeah, what I'm talking about. Yeah, man. All right, let's call that place again. The people. The sheep. Come on, man. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I saw that you had a 10-family yard sale.
Oh, yeah. That's already over.
Yeah, well, I know that. Let's not be ignorant. But do you have anything, any crap left over? I'll make you an offer on everything.
No, I don't have anything left over.
Wow. Out of a whole 10, you sold every single thing. You don't have any shit left?
Well, they took them all home with me.
God damn. All right. Well, shit. Do you have any dirty underwear, dirty panties, maybe, that I could buy? I'll make you an offer on that. Woo! Still waiting on Milkman online. Let's give him a call. Ready or not, here we come, Milkman. No, don't call me, Milkman. No. Milkman, I call you. You see? Hey, Milkman! Milkman! Milkman!
Can you hear me?
Hey, Milkman! Yeah, what's up, man?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Hey, we're playing your song. Here we go. I'm starting it again. I stopped playing it because you hadn't joined yet. So we're doing prank calls.
What the hell is going on here? I don't hear anything.
What do you mean you don't hear anything? You have an internet connection problem, it says.
I'm in the lag zone, guys.
All right, calm down.
I'm in the lag zone.
It's okay, Milkman.
I'm going to exit the city here pretty soon.
All right, hang on. Hang on, we'll be okay in a second. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hey, boy, I see, I was talking to your old lady there. I guess you had a yard sale, and but you guys didn't have anything left over, no shoes or nothing?
Nah, we're good. Thank you, brother.
But listen, if your wife, I'll buy her dirty panties that she's wearing or has worn.
Yeah, you big top of them. I don't know.
Huh?
Don't get me started.
What's that?
Don't be silly. Don't be silly, honey.
No, I do buy those.
I wouldn't be silly.
Well, does she make breast milk at all?
Don't be silly. Don't be silly.
Milkman, you're muted or you're connecting?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're good now. Yeah.
Oh, I think you can hear me.
Yeah, no, it's an internet connection problem for a little bit because you're driving, but it clears up. You know, yeah. if you lose me, if you can't.
I'm going to be open in a minute.
All right, you do that, buddy. Yeah.
I'm coming out. Yeah, I'm coming to the city, dude. I'm going to be away here in a minute, so I'll be able to get a little bit better signal.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. All right, I'm going to keep calling people for you. All right, this person has 7 acres of good pasture land to lease in a valley. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so excited about that. It's mostly cleared with an exception of some new growth on parts that haven't been baled in the past year. Property is 3/4 fenced in barbed wire. Would be great land for cattle or horses. Land has water and a building that can be used for supplies, etc. And it says, call Williams. That's what it says, Williams.
Yo, what's up, Bills? Yo, Bill. What's up, Williams?
Williams and Sons.
Williams. That's just ignorant, man. It's like when I tell people my name is Cross. Like, the first or last name. Just Cross. That's all you need. Like, I've changed my name legally to Cross. That's it. And it's actually the symbol, but you can call it Cross. But if you write it out, it's supposed to be a cross.
Light up. Come along.
System 4233. Al Akbar. All right, listen. We're not having any luck with the 7 acres of pasture land. Here's a 4.9. All right, easy movement. We got a 4.9 V8, 115,000 miles, all power ops. What the fuck is this? Let's call and get this straightened out. I don't know why they're yelling at me about numbers.
4.8? Dude, that's like a race car, man.
4.9
V8. Grand Am motor, 5 liter.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a fucking engine or the whole car. He doesn't give a make or model. He just says it's a 4.9 V8. Like, you don't need to know. It could be anything. All you need to know is a 4.9 V8. With 115,000 miles on it. It says leather and vinyl top, cold air, good Firestone rubber.
It's a brand. You know, you got Chevy, V8, you know.
I think it's like a Dodge Ram, probably. I bet you some shit like a big Dodge fucking
thing. Yeah, kind of vehicles, man. Wow.
Well, no, he says may consider trade for trucks. So there you go, motherfucker. It gets 20-plus miles per gallon. I don't know. We're not getting an answer.
Sitting still.
We're not getting an answer, so fuck them, right? Fuck them in the ass.
Dude, I already told you it's sketchy. That's why I ain't answering. People done called his fucking card, man, and they called him and said, what the fuck is this shit? 20 a gallon.
20 plus. He's being honest there. It could be like, oh, you're about 25.
Yeah, just at the park, man, you get 100 miles a gallon, man.
Well, you know what? He's probably saying 20 plus, and he's embellishing. It might be like 15 plus.
Okay.
All right, look. Next to the Country Corner restaurant, someone has a mini bike, rototiller, tools, computer monitors, printers, cookbooks, pottery, toys, and games, and lots of miscellaneous things for sale. This was a three-family yard sale held on the 2nd, which was yesterday, Saturday. Here we are calling the next day, and I'm trying to make an offer. Because the last yard sale that I was privy to was for an ex-girlfriend of mine, and I helped out with it. Because we were pretty serious at the time, and she was selling some of her stuff, so I was helping her out with that, I remember. She put me to work. But I remember it was a Friday, Saturday thing, and on Sunday some guy called and said, hey, do you have anything left over? And their girlfriend's dad said, yeah. And the guy came over, looked at it, and made an offer, and he took it all away.
Guys that actually went around and bought up the end of yard sales.
Yeah.
And they would make a huge yard sale or put them in their junk shop.
Yeah.
They go out and buy out the clothes out. Like next day, exactly what you're saying, man. That's what they did and made their money.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? You had a yard sale there yesterday? Three family yard sale, motherfucker? Hello?
Yeah.
You guys have anything left there maybe I can pick up? I'll make you an offer on everything. You got any crap left?
Nope.
I'll make you an offer. I'll take it on everything, you know, even if it's dirty. Do you have any dirty underwear of yours that I can make offer for you? Come on, man.
We're going to make it into a turban, man. You know, those Arab hats. Pop that baby up on there. Wrap around a couple times, old bomb spot there, man, blend right in.
I give about a 20% chance of picking up the phone, so a 1 in 5 chance of picking up the phone here.
They're buying out of that fucking pair of dirty underwear with the shit and skid marks in it. Hell. Look, I'm wearing a chicken.
All right, stop yelling because he might pick up now. Hello? See, he picked up. Hello? Hello? I don't know if that was a machine or not. Coming up next, we got a baby boy clothes size. Are you working, by the way, Milkman? What's up? Are you working or are you going bowling?
No, dude. I'm taking a break. Fuck around.
Yeah, nice. What'd you eat today?
I'm getting ready to eat here in a minute. I'm going to hit the car with Junior.
Man. You're covering your microphone somehow.
Oh, sorry, I'm driving. No, I'm going to be heading to Carl's Jr. I'm going to get like a Western bacon cheese. Hell of a deal, bro.
Hey, will you ask for a Papa Pipo and see how they... You know I've done this with you. Milkman calls me sometimes and I'll be at a drive-thru. And he'll tell me, like, order a McMasterson mash. And I'll be at McDonald's like, yeah, can I get a McMasterson? They're like, what's that? You remember that time that I ordered a McMasterson? And they're like, we don't know what... It was a big deal. Like, they were a big deal. Like, they called the manager. Like, have you heard of this item? No, we haven't. And they, like, asked me at the window twice. So, like, so what is it called? I'm like, it's a McMasterson. Master said, and they're like, no, we don't got that in the menu.
That's long.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Like? I said, it's a chicken, fish, and burger on one. He's like, no, we don't do that. I mean, we can do that, but we don't got a name for that. We just got a special order. You know, it's very funny black people there. Anyway, yeah, that was... So, yeah, will you ask for something silly and funny?
Surf. What is it we're looking for, dude? I don't give a fuck. After I place my order... We'll probably spit in it, but.
Will you order what you want and say foo? Like, just say you want foo?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Don't spit in my order. All right, I'll fucking ask for a foo.
Yeah, well, we got to hear it. Let me hear it. I want to hear them say.
Is it going to be a foo burger? Can I try a foo burger?
Just ask for foo. Just ask for foo. Okay. Come on, don't be
all right. Yeah,
be a man.
I got on a commercial and it's this special, man. They kept seeing this advertisement. Foo.
Yeah,
I said come to Carl's Jr.'s to try it out, so that's what I'm going to use for my line here.
All right. All right, well, please, because, listen, you need to pull your weight around here. We all, this is a prank call show.
I can piece a fucking bitch. All right.
Yeah. You know, you just... You can't just be coasting by.
I'll do a damn show!
All right, stop.
I'll do it for our loving fans.
All right, calm down. You need to stop coasting on the show, not doing pranks and stuff. So either going to do prank calls or you're going to order food and let us hear it.
Oh,
yeah.
I ordered some food.
Yeah, hopefully we can hear her reaction on the machine, you know?
Like, you know, I mean, I did recon. I even brought in the Turkish kitchen, man.
Yeah, you did, actually. Yeah.
I know. Do it live, man. I want to do it live.
But it's been a while, and it's time for you to run onto Caesar. That's all I'm saying.
All right. All right. I see Carl's Jr. in sight right now.
Good. All right, so I'll hold off on the prank call. Is there a line at the drive-thru?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I'm just about to pull up. I'm like half a block of signs right there in front of me.
Listen. First thing I need you to do is tell me if there's a line at the drive-thru, how many cars, and we'll decide if we'll do a call or not.
Yeah, we can go ahead and do a call, let you know. But if it like looks like it's going to break, I'll have to have you cut the call or something.
All right.
It's not very good.
All right, well, you just let me know in a few minutes, seconds, minutes, whatever it is. In the meantime, I'll direct everybody to go to prankcallnation.com and madhouselive.com.
Yeah.
And you can also sponsor Prank Call Nation. We have shows about every night, every week. And over at Patreon, patreon.com/prankcallnation. Even as low as $1 a month can help us out. What's that, buddy?
Hey, you know how we love our madhouse, man.
Yeah.
Always, always glad to have people that want to show their respect. Hey, okay, the line's only too long.
Okay, we'll chill. We'll talk. How about we talk? We'll take a break. We'll take a break and we'll talk. So, what are you really planning to eat, Milkman? What do you eat at Carl's? Well, I don't have Carl's Jr. where I am, so peep me to this Carl's Jr. menu. What's it like? Oh, it's Hardee's. It's Hardee's, right?
Yeah, it's Hardee's West, basically.
Okay, so what do you get?
They've got all tons of great shit on here, but what I'm going to get is a bacon double bacon Western cheese. Whatever the fuck it is. It's basically a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
With a charcoal patty, and it's fucking great. And 2 for $5, dude, and they're like full size, man. They're bigger than McDonald's, and they're bigger than like the Burger King.
But that's a lot of, I don't know. What else, what condiments you're going to get on it?
I'm just going to get 2 of them with onion.
Just onion? And cheese. It comes with cheese, right?
4 add onion. Yeah. 4 add onion.
All right. No lettuce or tomato?
4 add onion.
No lettuce, tomato, or ketchup?
Nope. 4 add onion. That's all I go for, man. I just want the onion. The burger itself should be enough.
Cheese and onion. That's what I do on my McDonald's stuff. I'm always like, I just want cheese and onion on it. Don't put nothing else on that motherfucker. Give me cheese and onion and whatever else. The bread and the meat. I don't want that shit.
Yeah.
I don't need that lettuce, crispy water shit. That doesn't do anything for me except for give texture.
Alright. It's alright to have a little salad on there, but it doesn't come with it, and it alters the original taste of the formula. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah, but I like a leaf, a nice salad leaf in a burger. I don't want the shredded shit. Forget it. It's just crunchy water. I don't need that shit. I hate it. I don't ever get it at Subway. It's just filler. It fills up. It makes a mess. You try to eat, and the shit you want to eat keeps falling out with the damn lettuce that gets all over your clothes or all over the fucking table that you're... Oh, fuck that lettuce in a sandwich. No offense. I eat salads. I'm going to eat a salad tonight for dinner. It's already prepared. But to be putting it in a sandwich and all that, no, thank you. Yes.
So here's what's on the menu here, guys. I can give you a little brief here. The El Diablo's the latest thing, dude, and it looks bomb. It's got hot jalapeno hot, like poppers in it, bacon, and then it's got like jalapeno sliced panos on the bottom. It's got pepper jack cheese on it, and then a charbroiled bird, and this thing looks just maximum. Then you got the Superstar, and this is a double with cheese, basically. It's all the normal toppings. You got lettuce, tomato, onion, cheese. The double Western bacon cheeseburger. I think that's Western. What I'm getting right there.
All right, so I'm looking it up here. It's the double Western burger. Double Western burger. Man, damn if I don't see that.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I'm on their site.
They got one in 5. That's what we call these guests.
El Diablo, you're not getting, you're passing on El Diablo.
Yeah, dude, because you get a deal for 2 for $5. El Diablo is $7, man, just for the burger. You can pick for a third of a pound or a half a pound for $8.43, just for the burger.
So is it the Mile High bacon cheeseburger? Is that what it is?
It looks like it's a thick burger. I think it is a thick burger.
Six.
I got one of them thick burgers. Motherfuckers were huge, dude.
Well, they're $6.
And they got the original $6 thick burger.
Yeah, the $6 thick burger. Yeah.
Guacamole, bacon. Okay, here's my turn now. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. All right, I'm going to have to.
All right. Do it, Mufan. Do it. Gotta be a man.
Ah, yes. Can I get two of the Bacon Westerns?
You order for a Bacon Western?
Yeah, that's the 2 for $5 one.
Oh, all right.
Is that the 2 for $5 one, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, may I get that? Actually, give me 4 of those, please. And
add to order for double, 2 for $5 Western?
Yes, 4 right. Sandwiches and add onion, please.
It comes with onion ring. It comes with onion ring milk, man. Aw, the call dropped. He did that on purpose. I'm gonna make a call drop on purpose. I don't gotta give out. Save the food. He's a pussy. He didn't want to do it. I looked this sandwich up, and it is fucking... It has 2 strips of bacon, melted American cheese, 2 crispy onion rings, and tangy barbecue sauce on a seeded bun. And yes, it is a charbroiled all-beef patty machine. It is the Western...
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to get an order of foo, please. You can't get there's no way I can get a breastesis, a double, the biscuit and gravy breastesis?
The breastesis is only for breakfast.
Oh, no breastesis. Okay, just to order food then, and that should be it then. But the 4 burgers, please.
All right, just a 2 for $5, just order, 2 order for 2 for $5, red onion, right?
Yeah, and 1 order of food, please.
What was it?
1 order of food. Wow, your screen is going crazy here. There's something wrong with the screen. It's like showing a computer screen up here. Oh, there it is. Okay.
What is your last order?
Just foo.
Do you mean a fruit?
Huh?
Fruit?
Foo. It's a special you got. I saw it on TV. They had an advertisement on there. I don't know. That's why I thought I'd try it. They said when
the fish got sandwich?
Foo. I know. It's like it wasn't a fish. It was some kind of foo. It had like collars and sparkles on the commercial. It was really cool looking. I didn't know. I thought I'd try it, but I order foo.
This is awesome.
I think it like had salsa or something with it. I wasn't sure. I'm sorry. I didn't catch the commercial. It just kept coming on. I had the munchies. It looked great, man.
It says foo, foo, foo.
Can you proceed to the next
one, please? Okay. 1 order of foo and then 4 burgers, please. Thank you. All right, sir. I appreciate it.
He said so dejected. He doesn't know.
Did you hear me try to order the breastesis menu instead of breakfast?
Yeah, I got you back. I got you back on the line for the breastesis. He's like, well, that's
okay.
That's
okay. I know you missed the whole like 5 minutes.
No, not that long.
Man. And I ordered 5 minutes of breastesis, but I didn't really. Oh, okay.
No, I didn't miss all that right. Much. No. No, I was trying to tell
they're
you.
They're going
to
be freaking out.
You ordered onion and he went away for a while. It comes with onion rings on it already. I thought maybe he was like, duh, I don't. It comes with onions. Like he got a little confused, I think. Yeah. If you want, Milkman, just tell him. Just tell him. If you get.
Nice, yes. Red or white.
If you're getting embarrassed or getting anxiety over it, just tell him to not worry about it. Just give you the burgers, okay? Just tell him that you don't need it. And be nice. You know what I mean?
I'll try it one more time. It's being cool because he's These guys are really cool here. They're like Mexicans. Like, so if I be real nice, they'll actually try to help me. Mm. So I'll like fool with them long enough until it looks frustrating.
Still in back, yeah. It just came up like, tell them I had a horsey cat, like a horse cat named Horsey Cat. No, they'll probably think you're crazy. I wish you were. You should video. We should do this with video. I should do this and have a video camera on me.
Well, not the plan. Okay. I'm getting ready to come to the window.
All right.
You're ready to come to the window.
Milkman, 730 calories in your sandwich alone. You're not getting fries or a drink?
That's it.
You're not getting fries or a drink?
Mm. No, I'm just getting that.
No soda.
Hi.
So I have four
with
Red Onion.
Yeah.
11:45.
Okay, and could I get one of the foods, please?
No.
Foo? Yeah, I saw it on commercial. I don't know. It was like some kind of like, they had like these collards and shit. It looked really, really good. I don't know. It was like some kind of munchie dessert or, I don't know what it was.
All I know is that
they said special for come to Carl's. That's why I was trying to order.
El Diablo, Burger.
No, it wasn't a burger, man. I had a lot of collards and shit. You got something colorful?
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind. I appreciate it, man. I don't know, man.
Sorry.
I was stoned as hell. I don't know. I might have saw the wrong commercial. Sorry. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, it looked good, man.
Is he angry? It sounds like he wants to beat you up.
Yeah. He's trying not to laugh, dude. He's trying not to laugh, dude. Okay. He's like, laugh so hard, man. He almost gave me back my money.
Oh, he's going to fucking tell everyone. This guy says, white guy saying, foo. I'm like, what the fuck, yo?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So you're having two of these. You're having 1,460 calories. 620 of those are from fat. 68 grams of fat. 150 milligrams of
cholesterol. I wish we had the Madhouse Mercedes man again.
150 milligrams of cholesterol. 3,000 milligrams of sodium.
Do you remember the time we were doing it from L.A.?
Milkman, for a pre-diabetic, this has 148 grams of carbohydrates.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Can I get a few extra napkins, please?
You need to be careful with this. 32 grams of sugar. Of those carbohydrates are from sugar.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Okay.
66 grams of protein, that's good. But, Jesus.
I think he might be a little bit onto us, dude. He's kind of laughing and looking at me, dude. I think he might have got on a little bit.
He can't hear me, can he?
Yeah, I hear you, dude. I'm trying not to talk because I'm right in front of him.
No, could he hear me? Was that on a speaker that he could hear?
No. It was in my earphone.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
But I kept going with the breast-assist one, man, and he kept saying breakfast, so I don't know, dude. He may have got it.
That's just for breakfast time. Sorry.
It's a breast-assist, a breakfast-assist, right? Because, like, it's in Spanish. They had a little accent so I could play the game, right? Yeah. Breakfast-assist.
All right, I'm gonna do that. Right. I'm gonna do one of those on video, and I want to redo. I was at a diner once, and I was sitting there taking audio while Baz was prank calling and confusing them and asking them about glory holes. Like, I got the audio of her, and she goes, "What's a glory hole?" And I almost lost my shit. I need to start taking video of that, you know, with like a pen camera or something.
I wish I had some way to do video, dude. If I can figure it out, man, I'll do one of these, man. But you won't see me, but you'll get to hear all the stupidity and all the reactions.
Yeah, man. Shit would be awesome. All right. Well, good. Thanks, Milkman, for doing that. We had fun. See, I told you you could do it. Oh, man.
Hey, man, anything anything for the madhouse, man, brother. I love you, hermanito, man. But listen, all of our friends and treasured friends, beloved friends from PCN, Frank All Nation, Madhouse Live, man. I love you all, man. Thank you.
Listen, boy, what I'm concerned about is this is not the thing to be eating. All right. I mean, 3,000 milligrams of sodium, that's really hard on the kidneys. You know better. You know better. Especially,
it's got like A1 sauce on it, man. It's really good.
148, yeah. That A1 sauce, huh? It's their barbecue sauce. You like that?
It's good, man.
Yeah, you like it. Wow, man.
It's a little bit of punch to it, man. That's just what you need, man. A little red onion just adds a little punch to it, and that's just what you need.
It adds 10 more carbohydrates, I know that, to what you're eating today.
This cow meat is good.
Yeah, well, you're getting 66 grams of protein. Not bad, but not the way to be getting your protein.
Bacon is really good, too, man. The bacon's crunchy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. I would take off the bacon and try to eat it primal style, asking to put it in between two pieces of lettuce. I think they do that at Carl's Jr. Or really? Is it Sonic? Yeah, do that. You do way better.
For a bacon... to pay him $5 for a bacon cheeseburger and tell him with no bread. Nope.
Listen, when I go to Red Robin, the burger place, my nephews, they love Red Robin. They're 6 and 8, and my niece is 2. They love Red Robin. They love burgers. They love the atmosphere. They love to run around and yell and shit. They're a little fucking
into Red Robin.
Well, listen, when I go, the burger I get. The way my wife gets it, the way I'm supposed to get it, is you get it that primal style. So instead of bun, they use 2 big lettuce leaf wraps, and build a burger like that. You also have the option to substitute for a turkey patty instead of beef, and they also do veggie patty, but the veggie patty actually is the one they use really sucks, and it's actually way saltier than the turkey patty. So I would stick the turkey patty. At least has some good flavor. At least in my experience, the last time I tried the veggie burger patty that they have at Red Robin, I wouldn't recommend it. I would stick to turkey if you could, unless you're really going vegan vegetarian. But
Expensive, man. Red Robin is high dollar, man. Like $10 a bird, man.
Yeah, but listen, that's a high. An ultra low, a lowered carb hamburger right there, and it's still big and massive and juicy and delicious. And then if you want to cheat a little bit, guess what? They're going to bring you all the fries you can eat. You know what? Just fill up on some fries. All right, so you'll be bad with the fries. You know, I think that's okay.
There you go.
At least it's
get your grease content up, man. How much percent grease is that for your daily carbohydrate requirement?
The French fries, remember? You remember that prank call that I have? Where I'm like, French fries. I don't know if you remember that. I kept calling Red Robin about that one. French fries. Like, you're keeping me from my French fries. Hey, real quick, I failed to mention this. There was breaking news about 30 minutes before the show started. 2 gunmen opened fire outside an anti-Islamic event in Garland, Texas. There weren't many details. I haven't refreshed this page yet. But there were 2 gunmen who opened fire this evening outside. It was like an anti-Islamic event. It was called the Art of Muhammad and Cartoon something. Like, so basically, they were having an art show depicting Muhammad in cartoons and stuff like that. And it was anti-Islam, you know what I mean? And they were...
Oh, so you mean the Arabs come shooting up?
Yeah. Well, that's... No one knows it who came shooting up. I'm just saying, it was that there were 2 shooters. Let me reload the page. Let's see if there's been an update here. Yeah, the last I knew, let me check CNN. This happened in Garland, Texas again. This is right. Yeah, it's actually CNN. When I first saw this, it was still. Yeah, it was still breaking. 2 people were shot by police outside an event billed as the Muhammad Art Exhibit and Cartoon Contest in Garland, Texas. So there you go. That's what happened. violence.
You've been hearing that shit's been going on in Baltimore?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
What a bunch of fucking shit, dude. They tore that kid's head off, man.
Texas, featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Details are sketchy right now, but apparently two people have been shot. Joining me now on the phone, CNN producer Christopher Lett in Garland, Texas. So, Christopher, what do you know at this time?
Well, yeah, so far what's been told to me by police is that at least two suspects have been shot outside the Curtis Caldwell Center here in Garland.
Exactly what were they doing at the time? We understand the SWAT team was called in?
Yes, so the SWAT team apparently were the ones who stopped these two suspects. There are possible explosives at the scene. They currently have their bomb squad scouring the premise to see if there are any possible devices or any ordnance in the area.
And very quickly, Christopher, what was this event?
It was an art expo and art contest depicting the Prophet Muhammad. So various artists from around the country were represented today, one of which I was able to talk to.
Okay. Christopher, we shall leave it there, but the breaking news, two people shot at an exhibition of Muhammad cartoons. Christopher Lett on the line there. More details when we get them. I'm John Voorhis.
All right, there you go. All right, that's what happened.
But wow.
That was as of an hour ago. Yeah, man, so they found explosives and took two guys out.
Well, it stands to reason, probably a good chance the Arabs got a little bit hostile about that activity. They didn't like the cartoon.
Yeah, that... Yeah.
Not down with stick man. They ain't down with stick man, Muhammad, man. Everybody knows stick man. Not acceptable.
Yeah. You can't do a stick figure of Muhammad? That can't be that big of a deal.
No turbine on a stick man. If you do a stick man, all right, but no turbine.
I could tell you, look here, back on February 17th, the... Okay. Back in February 17th, there was... report out of this local area that an anti-Islam group was booking the Garland ISD arena, and the district cited non-discriminatory facilities policy. So they were having trouble being able to book this event, apparently. They were billed $10,000 to pay for 40 officers for security at the site, as a matter of fact. So they had 40... They were paying for 40 off-duty police officers to be security at this site, and this shit still happened. That's insane. But that's probably why the shit didn't get blown up, apparently. I'm seeing right from
what I'm gathering.
You know,
it could be the Arabs, but here's the worst part of it. These fuckers hate them so bad, they could have had their own fake shooting, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, those crazy motherfuckers down in Texas. Don't put it past them, man. Let's wait and see what the fucking call is, dude. Seriously, man.
Yeah.
It could be the Arabs, and it could be their own boys, man, setting them up to make them look like Arabs. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Who knows? That's what happened. That's the latest. And, well, Milkman, if you can monitor that there in the satellite room, I'd appreciate it. Man. Go ahead and monitor. Milkman will be monitoring that developing story in the satellite center. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, why did you yell? You yelled like a madman. I had to mute you. You sent all the levels up into the red doing that. You crazy? Why'd you do that? You're silly. All right, so were we talking about tacos earlier? No. We were talking about hamburgers. Let's call Pink Taco Mexican.
I didn't have calories in this, and that it was actually too low a level of salt that I should add salt to it.
Dude, if you put salt on that fucking burger, I think you would die right there. Fucking kidney failure. Jesus Christ. I want to put extra salt on my burger. Shit.
Thank you for calling the Pink Taco. This is Sierra speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, how much salt you got in them tacos?
How much salt do we have?
How much salt goes in them tacos?
I can ask the chef if you give me just one moment.
Milkman getting salt. Sodium salt in them burgers. 3,000 milligrams of salt.
We don't have any burgers.
Yeah, but I'm talking my boy over here is eating a hamburger from somewhere, and it got 3,000 milligrams of salt, motherfucker. So I'm like, I'm going to make sure I'm getting a lot of sodium in that shit.
If you give me one moment, I can ask the chef.
All right, honey baby.
Ask them how much sodium carbide they contain, because we need to know for our dietary restrictions.
All right, give me just one moment. I'm going to place you on hold.
Hurry up, I said.
Just how much sodium carbide they put in there.
Jesus Christ.
Milk sodium and carbide. Ice. What the fuck is that, Kim?
Listen, you need to be hydrating with water. Enjoy Hard Rock. All right, you understand me?
All right.
You need to drink a lot of water tonight before you go to sleep.
I'm going to pee in the cup right now, dude. I'm peeing in the cup right now. I'm getting ready.
What did you get to drink with this?
I've got ice water in a thermos, man.
Okay. All right, well, you need to drink that and have another thermos full tonight. Because you're having 3,000 milligrams of sodium. You know better than that.
Hi, guys. Damn. Are you still there?
What do you mean, guys?
I was told there was somebody on the phone.
All right, honey, baby. I'm here. Yes.
We actually don't add any salt to our tacos. It's just whatever is already on the shelf.
Well, what's the sodium in it?
The sodium, it's not on the package.
You're supposed to have listed the sodium.
How much sodium carbide is in the food for your dietary restriction?
It needs to have down how much sodium carbide. You need to find out. You got it somewhere there in the information on the, in the office.
It's on the label of the food or on the menu, ma'am.
Sodium? How much sodium's on them?
Sodium carbide. Sodium carbide.
Sodium chloride.
Well, baby, I don't know. I don't know how much sodium carbide's on our tortillas.
Sodium chloride is salt.
We don't salt them. We don't
but
salt
it has
our.
Natural salt in that motherfucker.
Restrictions. My doctor told me
okay,
not very
well,
much
you know
sodium
what?
Carbide
I have,
can
I have
cause
a million
audit.
People in front of me.
Okay, you know, come on.
What the fuck?
You got to give me a chance, Milkman. Come on, man. It's funny. She's like, I don't know. We don't know how much sodium carbide, honey. What was after I called her honey baby?
Playing stupid nice guy. Playing stupid nice guy, but I'm still pressing the point. But being nice.
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean, guys? Like, what? Who says that to somebody? What do you mean? What do you mean by guys, huh? Jesus. What an asshole. That guy is.
Yeah, kind of like something like Foghorn Leghorn, go down in red.
What do you mean, guys? Over it, honey, baby. If she can call me, if she can call us guys, like we can call her honey, baby, right?
That's right.
Fuck it.
Chocha. Chocha Chita.
Chocha Chita.
I have to fill up my thermos now, dude. Man, I'm empty. This is good, man. That Fergie was salty.
You need to fill that shit up, Milkman.
We're calling world famous Azusa Hookah Lounge.
And
we are
you shouldn't have that much ice. You should have
not
a,
an
a little colder location. Than room temperature.
We are open every day from 5 p.m.
Fuck this place on answer. We're calling Sexy Ladies of Hookah instead.
I was looking at me, man. I think he had an idea. I was joking.
Hey,
he wasn't sure, though.
What do you say there?
Thank you for calling Azusa. How can I help you?
This is Azusa. All right. So I was like, I tried to call the number for Azusa, and it came up. It said that it had some rude, effeminate guy talking, like, you don't call here. And then, so now I'm calling Sexy Ladies of Hookah. Is that affiliated?
Sexy Ladies. I don't know anything by that.
All right.
By that name.
Do you have female waits?
Ladies of Hookah?
Yeah. It says Sexy That's Ladies of Hookah, and it has your phone number.
I've never heard of it.
Mm.
Well, is there anything like that I can help you with? I'm a sexy man of hookah.
All right, honey, baby. I like the sounds of that. I'm from out of state. I'm from somewhere. I live a Horse Machine Ranch Road. It's a development out in Tennessee. It's new. out there. This developer named Mike Tucker got a whole thing going on. Brand new big city of the future they got.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm over here, and I need to understand the hookah, how it works. I come in, right?
I come in,
and then what do I?
The hookah?
I sit down.
Yeah, it's $20 for the hookah and a drink minimum per person.
And I sit down.
Yes, sir. You sit down. You have a smoke and you have a drink and you kick back and relax.
Now, is the hookah? Is that the like the pipes, right? And do I? You guys have like a charcoal?
Charcoal? Yeah, we use charcoal, yeah.
And it has a flavors? Like, what flavors you got?
Oh, we have a large variety of flavors.
Do you have foo?
I'm sorry?
Foo? Do you have foo?
No, I don't have that.
What about fa-fa-fu? Fa-fu?
Nope, don't know anything by that.
Do you have the pape pipo style hookah? Pape Pipo?
Nope.
Do you have a computer there?
Nope.
You don't have like an inventory computer machine?
Nope.
Well, who keeps it, the inventory of what is there and what is not?
Not sure. Is there anything that I can help you? Have any questions about prices or anything? Or?
Yeah, so what's the menu? Like for the Pape Pipo?
I'm not sure what that is, sir.
Well, you put the stuff in the Pape Pipo to burn it, and you have the hoses in the mouth.
Yeah, I have a feeling that you're kind of bored and you're kind of like playing a joke on us.
No.
So call back when you have some real questions.
No, listen, I work at the cigar shop. Yeah, I was going.
It kind of sounded like Andy for a second there.
It was boring. That's right.
Right there when he said, I have a feeling, he started sounding like Andy for a second.
I don't know what Andy sounds like anymore. What are you like?
How is that old bastard Andy anyway? Is he still out on the road?
He's alright. He's fucking. He's got a wife pregnant. Shit. We were watching boxing last night.
The horns dog.
We were watching boxing last night.
Hi, Rebel Smoke Shop.
Hey, bitch. How you doing?
Who is this?
Oh, Eddie, listen, do you have Davidoff there?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me what kinds at all, or?
The cigarillos.
Yeah. Okay, are you having a problem? Hello?
I just told you.
You just have the cigarillo Davidoffs?
Yeah.
Listen, why would you tell me you have Davidoffs and all you have is the little packs of cigarillos? I'm looking for, like, the actual cigars, you know? Like the Millenniums and the number twos and stuff like that. Why would you do that?
Nope, we don't have them.
Okay, whatever. Thank you for the misdirecting answer to get me the clickbait, so to say. Do you have any Rocky Patels?
No, we are out.
Oh, you're disgusting. You're disgusting. You're breaking my balls. You're killing me. Do you have any Avos?
No, we are out.
You're out of Avo. Do you just not want to look?
No, I'm telling you, I know what we're out of when we're out.
So what do you have? Just some bullshit H. Upmans? What do you got? Some crap Monte Cristo shit?
We do.
What else?
What is your preference?
I like a nice Robusto.
Okay, you can come to the shop and check out what we have. I have customers in line right now.
Who?
We have still
how many?
Have
how many? Get out
I'm
of here.
I'm sorry?
Get out of here. Really? You have customers in line right now? You can't help me? Do you have Laranja Reserva? It's one of the Espinosa cigars.
Hold on.
Fuck.
Hello?
Yeah, do you have La Flor Dominicanas? Any La Flores?
No, we don't.
Jesus Christ. You got La Bohème Poetas?
No, I don't.
Goodness me. You don't have any La Buena? Do you have any Cubanacan?
Cubana can. Let me check for you.
That's a shit, man. Fuck, man.
No, I don't.
You have H. Upman's.
No, I don't.
Do you have Puta Madres?
Puta Madres?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I do have a FBI badge if you want to see that.
Oh, yeah? How much did that cost?
Would it be easier, if you come down and see what cigars you want?
Did you get it?
Like, I'm not being rude or nothing.
Hey, honey, baby, did you pay for that at the same time that you pay for a Social Security card, passport, driver's license? Is it like all in one big package?
Yeah, I did.
Is that how you got here? That's awesome. Hey, man, could you hook me up with someone to get some papers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Come on by.
All right, Milkman. I have Milkman on.
Swisher Sweets.
He just has really bad.
I bet you got plenty of Swisher Sweets. You don't have any real cigars in there. I'm like really impressed with your selection of nothing. Swisher Sweets? Whoa. Sure. How about a White Owl?
Oh, we're sold out.
Do you have Black and Mild?
Anatel.
Yeah, I do.
And you're a cigar chef.
Thank you. Guys, you guys really should stock up, man. You could probably do a little more business.
Yeah, oh,
we're trying to, but we don't want to do it with assholes like you, so have a good fucking night.
You're a fucker.
Oh, no, go roll your blunt with your paper.
Jesus Christ. Listen, the name of the place is like Cigar Shop and blah, blah, blah. They got bullshit there.
They can roll a blunt, but they can't even fucking give you a cigar.
Listen, it's
what's the one you get for your kitty? Was it Robert Mondavi's or what the hell is that for the cat, man?
That's a wine, dude. I don't get that. That's a wine.
What is it? Your cat, man. What's the one you named after your cat?
Robert Mondavi. Yeah. Milkman, calm down. It's Dobby. Hello, Milkman. Milkman.
All right.
What?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
You named the kitty a cigar, right?
No. I named the cat.
Oh.
The cat that was named by my wife after Robert Mondavi, which is a wine label. Okay?
Oh, I thought it was a cigar. Okay.
No,
okay.
Man.
No, I thought it was a cigar. I never knew that. Okay, sorry. I thought it was a cigar.
No, no. Honey baby, no. So that place is called Milkman. Get this, High Roller Cigar Shop. High Roller Cigar Smoke Shop. They got a website. Dude, they don't have shit.
It's a funny person, an FBI guy, man. That's what was really impressive, dude. That's why I was like, these guys are really weak.
You know what? I'm looking at it, and all they have are, they have a lot of bongs and water pipes. Why are they calling themselves a cigar shop?
They sell bongs and water pipes, dude. Because if they sell Swisher Sweets and blunt wrappers, dude, what are they for? Cigars.
Well, they have nice, they're showing nice cigar cutters and lighters, but then they have water pipes and bongs, and then they have the shisha for the hookahs, and they show hookahs also that they got with the pipes and everything. So they're just a smoke shop. They're like a more high-end smoke shop, because they actually have some really good cigar cutters and shit. And they've got like some cigars, but they're like Black and Mild.
So they're paraphernalia, but they don't carry any product, dude. So if it like dries out, they're not going to eat it. So there's nothing there that's actually real. It's all junk. It's a junk shop.
She doesn't know anything about fucking cigars. She's panicking like, I don't know about cigars.
Because I got a lot of customers, man. They all want blunts. What do I do?
Damn. All right. Well, let's continue on with the show, shall we?
It's like the mock FBI badge. That was cute. That was a cute touch there, man. I was very impressed.
He's got an
FBI badge. About like 3 seconds.
Yeah, he got it. He paid for it. He got the upgrade to the normal fucking papers package for your fake identity in the United States.
Man, that's a pretty funny shit, man. Let's go back to Tijuana, man.
Yeah, the base package is a driver's license, a Social Security card, and a passport. And then from there, you can upgrade. You can get FBI ID, police ID. You know, you can get a different kind of ID if you want for an upgrade for a charge. And you might as well get it at that time because you get a bonus. You know?
That's right. That's the Southern U.S. easy entry plan. call up. Who was it? The guards? What was those guys down there by the border? What we called them guys? The motherfuckers.
Your
guards.
Mom?
What were they? Republican guards.
Your mom? Republican guards?
Border for those guys, the white dudes who were down there trying to run off the Mexicans? Remember, we called up, he was John America. Johnny America, you called up for one of those calls.
Yeah, but there weren't, no, they were just like those border patrol guys. I forget what they're called, Republican guards.
What were they called? I thought they were like...
They have a name, I forget what it is. They got a name for something, I don't know, something, Milkman. I hope everyone's chat room, if you can let me know, are you enjoying the show, please? Because I'll end it right here if you're not enjoying it, if you're not having a good time. I'll end it. Milkman will go eat the rest of his deadly food.
I might have to go back through the line and get dessert, dude.
I'm going to eat salad. I'll go get my salad, and I'll go watch Game of Thrones. And you know, fuck you. All right. Let's continue on with the show, Milkman. Let me go back to the map and see what I can find. Is Lonesome around? Lonesome might not be around. No, Lonesome was coming around, and I was gone for surgery, and he hasn't been around now. Shit. We need to get word to Lonesome that I'm back. Maybe he'll come back next week. In the meantime, let me see if I have any luck with the map. I think Dwight has numbers he sent me. I just haven't opened up the window yet. I'll get to that in a second. There's a 24/7 place called Get Naked. Get Nailed. 24/7, probably a 24/7 nails place. Let's see. Opening up the website, getnailed247.com. Yeah, it looks like it's 24-hour on the strip in Vegas, a 24-hour nail salon. Ain't that something, man? That city never sleeps. Fucking New York City. Shit. Are you ready, Milkman? You excited about that?
Oh, yeah, baby. Man. Let's get my nails, man. Can I get my toenails polished, too?
Oh, you got horrendous toenails, man. I've seen it. You got that yellow crust problem. It's gross.
No, I don't. That was my dad, man.
Yeah, my dad, too, had that.
But you know those chicks that got the long, pointy, like, sharp...
Yep. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this the nail place?
Yes, it is.
All right. My buddy, Eli, he's on the phone. He's in his 40s. And he's got really bad, like, he's never had a pedi. And, like, he's got yellow nails and stuff like that. And lots of, like, corns, you know, stuff. Will you work with them and fix his feet, you know, massage him?
As long as he doesn't have... any, like, funguses or anything, like, you know, that we're going to have to, if they're really bad, like, you know, he's going to have to come in, and we're going to have to look at them, and then, like, you know, if they'll work on it, they will, but if they see something, you know, that needs to be seen by a podiatrist, then they won't.
Would they skip a toe and just do the others?
No.
No, the whole foot is quarantined, it's infected?
Yes.
Would you be able to still do the masturbate the legs and heel and all that stuff?
Well, we don't really do that if you're not getting a pedicure, you know.
Okay. All right, but there's a chance. There's a chance.
Come in and see.
We'll have him come in. We'll take a look at his nails and his balls and everything, his legs and everything. Okay. She hung up. All right. Oh, shit. What did I do? I hung up on the wrong fucking person. Hang on, Milkman. Hang on. I hit the wrong hang-up button.
I like that. It's like masturbating.
Yeah. She glossed over that. I think she realized it halfway into what she was saying after. And then when the last thing I said, just fucked it.
And when you said the balls, man, that sealed the deal, man.
The balls. Masturbate the legs and ankles.
Yeah, that one got by. That was really smooth. I like that one. I never thought of that. That was beautiful, man. That's another good one.
Masturbate the feet. All right.
Yeah,
here's
you said masturbate.
All right. This is a place called The Joint. Yeah.
masturbate feet, like massage legs and feet. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, just, that's the way I say it. Because I'm not American, I don't know. It's my second language, you know. You masturbate the feet and legs.
In Hawaiian.
Hall, is this the joint?
Yes, I
need, staying here, I need someone to masturbate the feet and legs and ankles.
I'm sorry?
I need somebody to masturbate the feet, legs, and ankles, please. Like, the spa has to masturbate the feet and ankles. They do the master.
That went too long for you trying to reinsert the question. Reinsert the question.
Thank you for calling the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
All operators are currently assisting other guests.
Good afternoon, it's the Hard Rock.
Hello.
Can I assist you?
Yes. Riaz here. I am calling because I need the spa to get masturbate the back and legs and ankle and foot. Hello. Yeah, do you have the spa massage, the masturbate, where they masturbate the back, do the masturbate for the back? That just confuses them every fucking time. Like, they're like, what? Masturbate the back.
Spa massage, and then you went from massage to masturbate. Skip the massage, mix it in with masturbate. The spa, masturbate.
I'll say massage at first to get in. Right, and then I'll start saying, you know, and do you masturbate the legs and the ankle?
Right.
And if they say something like, no, because I'm not from here. Wait, I don't know, my name's Riaz. I'm Persian. I was going to say I'm Persian. Not Iranian or anything. I was going to say I'm Persian.
Imagine you like Cheech and Chong, man, the Corsican brothers. You know, you look like one of those brothers. I could just imagine you like talking, man, looking like that dude.
I'm from Prussia. I'm Persian. Like, what? That's... No, I like Persian. Persian is better.
Every now and then, Cheech is like kind of like losing his hair and he kind of looks old, man. But he talks real funny guy and wants like Arabic kind of like that.
Dude, Cheech, yeah, he balded, but he's actually really funny. His shit's so funny still, man. Like, his shit online. I'm happy that he kind of made up with...
Chong moves, too. And all of his stuff on record, man.
I'm happy that he made up with Chong, with Tommy Chong, you know, and they do shit together now. It's awesome. It's really cool. It's like they're passing on to the next generation. Your generation, Milkman, passing the torch to mine and the ones below.
Oh, 20, baby!
Yeah.
You can hit from the bong! Pick it, pack it, fire up! Come along!
Alright, let's still make it marijuana show, alright? It's not necessary. All right, let's try to get to the spa and then ask about masturbating the back. Let's see if the Hard Rock... I'm presuming their shit's 24 hours. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. That's where Howard Stern would do
it. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas, 80-some.
I would like to speak to the spa machine.
My plush of appetizers.
My plush.
They come to your room and do them in your room. You don't have to go down to them.
She said, my plush. My pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you for calling El Aquarius Spa.
Yes, hello.
How many is it to you?
It's Riaz.
What was that?
Riaz. Name is Riaz.
My name is Rachel.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling to make an appointment. I here in hotel. And I need to have my massage. I have a 24-hour flight here to Las Vegas. Okay?
Okay.
And then my back, it hurts from the airplane. My gluteal muscle, my sciatic nerve. You know, my back. My rotator cuff hurts really bad. Oh, my God. My ankle,
yeah.
My left ankle hurts so much. his ankle is fused. It got bitten half by a bear when I was hiking. Hello?
Wow. Uh-huh. Yes? Here we go.
Where we go? What do you mean, here we go?
Were you wanting to book for something tomorrow?
Well, what service is there for massage?
We have light to medium pressure, which is our classic Swedish massage, and then we have a deep tissue.
Mm. Okay, and do they massage? Because I need specific. I need them to masturbate the legs, the ankle, the foot, the back shoulder area.
So for this one, we can do the all about me. This one's more customizable for you, but it's still full body massage.
So they will masturbate the correct places on the body in order to release the toxins and the pressure.
No, sir. We do professional massages here.
No, I don't mean like masturbate, like touching, but it's because my line, you know, I'm not from here. So the back, you know.
For this one, it would be definitely professional massages, but they would be a full body massage, and they work on specific muscle groups you're looking for.
Yeah, no, I don't need to have touch my hum, you know, nothing to touch my private parts, you know, nothing like that. I'm not like that.
We couldn't take it anymore.
You're gonna tell me some Arabic prince ain't gonna go in there and offer $20,000 and get a fucking blowjob? They wouldn't do it, the whore. Bullshit. I don't care how professional they are, the bitch is doing it.
Shake Khalidis with the skid mark turbine. I need to masturbate the legs, please, ma'am.
Speaking about skid marks, thanks, Neon, for a great show before my show. Great pre-show to the Madhouse show.
Neon!
Bitch. Let's do the next call. What the fuck? Hard Rock Casino, let's talk to the pit boss, see if we can get through to him.
Oh, yeah, it's good, the pit boss. Did you leave my cigar machine?
I'm just going to make up a game. You know when you just ball and you go, bleh. Yeah, I need to talk to the pit boss.
I'm sorry, to where?
Pit boss.
Okay, my pleasure, one more.
All right, fucker.
Good afternoon, this is the Hard Rock Hotel, this is Serena Jimenez.
Hello?
Hello,
beep.
This is the Hard Rock. Sir.
Yeah, but beep bop. Hello? What?
Whispering, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, give me a chance.
Dude, I think they have a suspicion something's up tonight. Phone's ringing a lot.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling the Hard.com of Journey. How may I assist you?
Yes, this is a totally different person. I need to speak with the pit boss, please.
One moment, please.
Thank you. Yeah, we should do a in the elevator prank. I'd love that. We'll do that later, maybe. I love those, yeah. Oh, is she there? Oh, man. Oh, she was listening to Cunt the Whore.
Oh, she was.
We'll have to let that casino sit for a while.
Hang on to your own beats. Close your eyes.
Here, look, man, look. I found a place you're gonna love. Let's not. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Let's see if they answer, and you'll understand why. It's gonna be the place where you would love to eat every day.
Thank you for calling Sue. This is Morgan. How may I assist you?
Yes. What is the name of this establishment?
Foo.
Foo Restaurant?
Foo, yes.
Okay. Milkman, you understand why now?
I'm sorry, what?
Anyway, I'd like to make an order.
Okay, for pickup?
Yeah.
Okay, what can I get for you?
Yes, one foo.
I'm sorry, what?
One foo.
One what?
Foo.
One
foo.
That's the name of our restaurant.
Yeah, but that's I'm trying to order one foo. One foo, foo. You have foo.
No. The pho?
Pho. Pho. Pho.
Spelled P-E-H-O.
Pho. Pho. Pho.
You're going to have to describe it to me.
Pho. It has heat. It's made with heat. It has the part that comes down like that. It goes like that. Yeah, that's what it is. It goes
like that, like that. Yeah.
Chuckle like some freaking freak. Chuckle like the dead. So I thought you liked that since you were just going through that. That place is called Foo.
And you order food and they don't know what they ask you to repeat it. That's the irony of the whole call.
Foo?
You say, you go, what? You say food, you go, huh? And then you say food and they go, huh?
Home was once an empty vacuum that's filled now with my
the name. And is there any determination how they came up with the name or what it means or what it's referring to or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Webster looked it up, like, what is the name of the restaurant, the history of the restaurant?
No. The history of it?
I mean, would you like to know? They don't,
I don't know. Look, here's just another spot, Milkman. We're going to call about masturbating in the back. Let's see how far we can go with this one. Yeah? Yeah. Close your eyes. Bitch, motherfucker.
Thank you for calling Reliquary. Our hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Fuck hours. They are closed.
Kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sex soul inside out so that the world...
Just a man can please. But the world... There's a nightclub? No, I don't feel like that. Watch you die, watch you die. Let's see. This is a big fucking complex. This fucking... Her and... What is that? No, tattoo. No. 35 Steaks and Martinis. Let's see if that place is open. Yeah, 35 Steaks. Excited about that.
Thank you for calling 35 Steaks and Martinis. This is Alyssa. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hey, how are you doing?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, I was calling as I like to make reservations, but I'm actually going to be... My wife is here with me. We're from out of town. We're from upstate New York. And I'm going to be letting her know that I filed for divorce and I've been cheating on her with her sister for the last 2 years. So she's probably going to get really upset during this dinner now. And the reason I'm doing it, I'm asking to do it here is because I want it to be done in a public setting so that if she goes violent like she does sometimes... that there's people there, you know, who are watching. I like to make it in a nice public place with lots of people, you know?
Okay.
Would you be able to accommodate just a meal? But, you know, I'm going to be telling her some really bad news, and she has a history of getting violent with me when something happens like that, you know?
Okay, yeah. I mean, we could accommodate, too.
Do you, first of all, do you have nice strong men? Maybe could be my server that night. Be like a bodyguard almost, like a secret undercover bodyguard. You know? Huh?
No, we don't actually.
You don't have any?
We don't have bodyguards.
No, but do you have like a server who's like a man, like a bigger, stronger, more imposing man, you know, to just in case?
I mean, I guess all of our servers are somewhat strong.
Okay. Because she's like, just make sure you put down male server there for me, if you could accommodate that for me.
Okay.
And while we're on accommodations now, I would like to make sure, because this has been a problem in the past, if we could make sure that with my steak and anything she gets, that we not have any steak knives actually served on the table, because, I mean, she already once put a steak knife through my shoulder blade and it messed up my... It tore my rotator cuff, you know, and I had surgery and everything after we made up and all that. I just want to make sure maybe you guys can refrain on bringing out the steak knives. And if she asks, maybe she might ask for one because she's an asshole like that. We can maybe say that, no, we're out of steak knives right now.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure we can... figure out something.
Oh, no steak knives. Now, also, do you have a coffee service there that you do? Coffee, hot tea? Hot coffee, hot tea?
No, we don't.
Do you offer it at all after a meal?
Yes, we do.
Now, here's the problem now. Listen, honey. I am planning on telling her at the end of the meal about the shocking news. So, what I'd be most concerned with at that point is her actually... throwing hot coffee or hot tea in my face, you know, or using mine to throw into my face or body and could cause, you know, second degree burns and such. She's been known to do that,
okay.
You know. I was in bed once. She got mad at me and threw hot coffee water on me and it scalded my neck. Pretty, I got first degree burns. It was a miracle that most of the water done landed on the... You know, landed on the bed, you know, on the pillow instead of my neck and face and balls. So can we not offer at the end, you know, just please don't say, you know, we don't want like coffee or tea. And if she happens to ask for it, maybe just say that we're sorry we're out of coffee and tea. Just make sure that it's not offered there.
Okay.
Right.
Would you like to make a reservation or?
Yeah. We could do that for tomorrow. Let's say I think a good time might be around for 7 p.m. maybe. You know?
For two?
Yeah. Now, do you have hot soup on your menu?
Yeah, we'll be sure to not serve anything hot.
No hot soup. No knives, no hot soup. Because last time I told
him... Okay, can I have a last name for your reservation?
Yeah, how is Cross. Cross.
First name?
Aculo, Aculo.
Okay, you're all set for tomorrow at 7.
And I got the special deal, right? Male server, no knives, and nothing hot.
Yes.
And she's probably going to, like, tip over a table... Are your tables bolted to the ground, or will they move?
They will move.
Yeah, just I mean, I'll do everything I can, but she's been known to tip over the whole table, you know. Now, I would recommend maybe if just for us, you could do plastic instead of any. Just say, we're out of you know, dinner, formal dinner chinaware.
Okay, yes, sir. We'll be sure to accommodate all of this stuff. Can
yeah,
I please put you on a brief hold?
Yeah, because if you can use plastic or paper plates, you know, and it's because she will go.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
We don't want nothing to break and just say, we're so very sorry, we'll give you a free meal.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. All right, so you're all set.
And I'll take care of all the damage. I mean, because if she, do you have stuff, probably stuff on your wall? She'll rip it off and throw it at me. She'll choke me.
Okay.
She took me captive once.
All right, you're all set, sir.
All right, honey, baby. All right. Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, motherfucker.
Bye.
All right, fine. I guess let her go. Let her die.
What the fuck? Dude, my Android locked up on this thing, man.
Yeah, I know. But I got you back as soon as I saw you calling back.
Thank you.
Don't worry, Kulo.
Copying.
All right, let's see. Moving around here in this motherfucker. All right, Cut Destination DXL, man. It's where I get all my clothes. What's up? Formerly known as the Big Man Shop, later on known as Casual Mail, right? Big and tall back in the day. That's DXL.
That's a good place, man, to shop, dude.
DXL, motherfucker.
What the music is this from? What 70s show?
This is from a movie called Harlem Clavinet. No, or that's the name of the song. I'm not sure what movie it's from, but it's from probably like a black exploitation movie.
Just know what it's about.
It's by Bobby Womack. It's a Bobby Womack song. Original.
Remote access code.
I ain't got that shit. Oh, it's from the movie Across.
The Waz, the beat, you know, the whole, just the way they mixed it.
Listen, it's from the crime drama film known as Across 110th Street, which came out in 1972. It was.
Did I call it right, baby? Did I call it right?
Yep. This, of course, is. Low ride. War.
Hey, man, I get a silver star for that one.
Yeah, motherfucker. Alright. The film is set in Harlem, of which 110th Street is an informal boundary line. By the book, African-American Lieutenant William Pope has to work with crude racist but streetwise Italian-American Captain Frank Metelli in the NYPD's 27th Precinct. They are looking for three black men who slaughtered seven men, three black gangsters, and two Italian gangsters, as well as two patrol officers, in the robbery of $300,000 from a mafia-owned Harlem Policy Bank. Damn, that's a lot. Mafia Lieutenant Nick DeSalvio and his two henchmen are also after the hoods. In one of many violent scenes, DeSalvio finds getaway driver Henry J. Jackson and brutalizes him in a Harlem whorehouse. That's the whorehouse to go to, man. Get some dark sugar, dark chocolate, right, Milkman? Yeah.
And some brown sugar.
Yeah, man. Get some chocolate.
I do
on that.
Your dance so good.
Get some brown sugar on that stick, boy. All right, so we determined that the Fat Man store is closed. Let's keep looking, see what else we can call. Let me get back on the strip machine. See, this is the airport area. I don't think there's... Is there anything going on near the airport? Probably not. It's too loud. All right, here's the Knights Hotel. Let's see if we can get into a room, motherfucker. Sloth style.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Oh, how inaccurate, Google Maps. How inaccurate of you, disgusting, disgusting machine. Take a little trip. Take a little trip. See, auto sales, there's a Best Western orange. We'll try that. Take a little trip with me. Already get an idea. Title of the show, The Search for Foo.
Oh, shit.
The Search for Foo. I can't believe that was random, dude. That I did not even look for foo. That was like on the map. I said, I gotta call it. That is amazing. After you had done that.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, this place hung up on me, motherfucker. Best Western my ass. Here's an AM/PM station. Let me ask if they have foo. Foo, yeah, I could use some foo and cigarettes and spam. Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right, no man. Oh, yeah. You know it. If being right means being
right, I'd rather live alone. Hardcore NBA?
Hey, motherfucker, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right, motherfucker. You got cigarettes, right? You sell cigarettes here?
Yeah.
You sell cigarettes in this state in the gas station, motherfucker?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, okay, all right. You got foo?
Eh?
Foo? Foo? You have foo?
No, I don't have it.
You don't have a foo?
No.
Oh, you have banchod?
Hello?
Do you have do you have banchod?
No, we don't have it.
Oh, no? Do you have puta madre?
La tuya?
No, tu puta madre gorda, puta, cabrón. La culo de tu padre.
Tu chingada puta verga bomba, perra reverenda verga puta tu madre.
La concha de tu madre, se la meto. Oh, shit, man! My people hate me, curse me. Tell me that die.
That definitely is Mexican there, man, Varga.
Verga. Yes, my name is Verga. I mean Vega.
Vierga. Vierga. I wear a blue hat. It's round.
Chingas a tu madre ya.
No, tu madre. Damn.
He was waiting on you, man. Holy shit. Chinga tu madre, Holmes, click. Chinga tu madre, Holmes, click. We got to save that one for one of our new our new promos.
Like a promo or something. That's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. Chinga tu madre, Holmes, click.
Chinga tu madre, yeah. Shit.
I gotta give him a high five on the spirit, man. They do definitely cheered me up. I like him.
Yeah. All right, here's a 7-1.
He came right in and full swing, yeah. Man. Click.
You let it ring for a while. Just basically said, "You know, fuck your mom already."
Yeah, I knew. But fantastic to see.
He said, "Fuck your mom already, Holmes." Click. Quit calling, just fuck your mom, leave us alone. It's a great song. Feeling it. Alright, we're not getting an answer here. Obviously, duh, no fan. Why do I keep it ringing? I don't know. Fuck a 7-Eleven piece of shit, motherfucking bitch. In about 10 minutes, we'll be taking a break. The break will be approximately... Let's see how long the break is. Maybe like 6-7 minutes. But after that, then we'll have some guests on, I guess. I know Dwight's out there. He just got me a bunch of numbers. We'll use that when he gets here. I know Neon was talking about joining. Milkman, do you have to go back to work? Are you off, or what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I got to have to work a little bit more, man. While you guys kick the bank gangbang to the next level, man, and then I'll go out and knock out a little bit, man, and then maybe I can join at the end or something, bro.
You want to wait for a few more minutes, or you want to go now? You need to go now.
No, I can hang up for a couple more minutes, man. But once you guys go on the break, I'll just jump out, man, and go finish work.
Finish your ass.
Give me a holler then a little bit. Yeah, towards the end there, man. And then, like, you know, and I'll wrap it up, man.
All right, let's try to do one or two more calls. We'll take a break, then.
Okay.
Nope. No answer. Here's an Indian restaurant. Supposedly they're open still. I don't know. It says they're open until 10:30 Nevada time, which would mean they should still be open for at least another hour. This is very Vegas sounding music, right? Yeah.
Thank you for calling Origin India.
Oh! I'd like to make an order, please. Oh.
One moment.
Oh, okay.
Calling Origin India. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please, for pickup. Oh.
Sure.
All right. One chicken tandoori.
Sure.
Medium spicy. Oh.
All right.
That comes with rice?
It does not come with rice.
Oh, then one order of pilau rice. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. One full.
I'm sorry?
Foo, do you have foo?
Foo?
Foo.
No.
No, foo, shit. Do you have banchod? No!
No!
You know what it
means.
You know.
That new accent was working, man.
Are we gonna hear?
Yes. I was trying to see if you had that on the menu, banchod. Oh, I guess she knows what it means too. Cool.
Wow.
Oh, shit, damn.
I guess you're going to go check real quick.
Fuck it. Here's the CVS. It's called the CVS. See what's going on at the CVS. I'm sure they have an automated system at the beginning. That's going to be a big pain in the ass. Let's try to get through that real quick.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling CVS Pharmacy, located at 4490 Paradise Road, across from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, I miss you.
Para continuar en español, presione 7.
The pharmacy is currently closed. Oh. To refill a prescription, press 1. No. Prescribers, press 2.
No.
Pharmacy, press 3.
Fuck with the person that registered. Press
4. Can't hear her. See, I don't know what it's
to said. Refill a prescription, press 1. Right, prescribers, right. Press 2. Pharmacy, press 3. Non-pharmacy calls, press 4. Uh-huh. For assistance, press star.
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 God damn it.
To check if your refill is ready for pickup,
oh,
press
shut
one.
Up. No, shut up.
This is not a valid command.
I don't care.
To check if your refill is
ready. Give me order.
This is not a valid
Three.
Command. To check if your refill is ready.
All right, I'll hang up and dial 4. Mm.
And when I looked at you, you looked.
Thank you for calling CVS Pharmacy, located at 44. Photo, press 1.
Oh.
General store questions, press 2. For our hour, please hold while we transfer your call.
You do. That gummit, who is he and what is he
to? Thank you for calling CVS Pharmacy at Paradise and Harmon. This is John. How may I help you?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
All right.
I need to know if you guys have foo.
If we have what?
Foo.
Food?
Foo.
I don't know what that is.
Do you have an ethnic hair care section there?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. It gets rid of the nubs. It's called foo. Foo.
I'll check. Hold on a second.
Okay. Look, man, it's a food night, all because you were good enough to go and order it. Did they give you looks when you got your food? Oh, you said yay. The guy was trying not to laugh, right?
Yeah, they were laughing. They actually walked in the back, and I think he laughed real hard, but he was trying to ask a question, but he was laughing real hard.
One of the girls, they said we do not carry that brand.
You
we
don't have
carry products, but we don't carry
four. You don't have it. What the fuck?
You don't have it? Hang on, it.
Fucking maniac. Four. Whatever. Okay. Let me look at this mini golf. They're open until midnight. Let's call them. Fuck it.
eye, and when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? That comet, who is he and what is he?
For giving kiss by Monster Mini Golf, my name is Amanda. How may I help you?
Hey, my name is Fool. Fool.
What was your name again?
Fool.
Okay.
I'm looking to see about making reservations for some pool.
For some what?
Full.
Golf?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you trying to do a party or just golf?
A big party for everyone play full. We play full. Full.
To play pool?
No, full.
I'm sorry, I'm just having a difficult time to hear.
Shut up, please. I was there a few weeks ago that you had that kiss thing going on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was great. So I wanted to come with my friends. We're going to go. We're going to eat. We're going to have marijuana brownies and then come in and play. And we're going to do full, you know, play full. Play some full.
You're saying golf, correct?
Yeah, full.
Okay, because that's all I was trying to make sure.
Yeah, full,
the phone
full.
Kept cutting out.
We're gonna go full. You know. Full. So
okay,
what's the rate for the full? 18 holes for all of full. One round of full.
Okay. If you give me one moment, I'll put you on hold to get that set up so you can have a party reservation, because that's what you wanted, correct?
Yeah, go touch it. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, one second.
Touch it. Fool, fool.
Whoa.
This is a bunch of four right here. Definitely time for break, because I want to tear into that salad motherfucker during the break. I got a salad in the fridge waiting for me. I got it from Applebee's machine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got some steamed rice I'm going to put in it, too.
Mm.
Sticky rice. I made some sticky rice. Chia seeds. Yeah, you know what? I'll add some chia seeds. I love the texture chia seeds add to a salad. It makes it crunchy, the whole thing.
You put Cheez-Its on your salad?
No, chia seeds.
What's that?
Source of iron. It's like these little seeds that you can sprinkle on your salad or your food, and it adds iron and
Hi,
fiber
thank you for holding. This is Teresa. How can I help you?
I was talking to the woman, and she was going to find out for me. I don't know what your problem is.
I'm sorry?
I don't know why you're on the phone putting on airs with me. I was talking to another young lady who had the information of what was going on and was going to help me.
I understand. She actually said that she couldn't understand what you were asking about.
She knew. I asked her, and she agreed that she knew what I was talking about. I was in there a few weeks ago for this KISS event, I guess. KISS, the rock and rolls, you know, the Satanists. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had a great time. I had a great time with a friend of mine there, and now I want to come with my friends for a party that we're going to have, a party day, party weekend. Trying to make reservations there. We're going to play some fool. For the four of us, for one round of pool.
A round of pool?
Full.
You're talking about the 18 holes for
no.
Four people?
Full. 18. Full of
yes,
four.
Yes, pool.
Full.
18 holes for four people.
No, full. You know? You understand? Full?
No, I'm not understanding you.
Is there a man there I could explain it to?
No, there isn't.
Shh, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Well, if you like, you can always call back in the afternoon when our party coordinator is actually here.
Well, can I try one more time with you?
Sure.
Full?
No, I'm not understanding.
You stupid.
Yes, I do apologize.
You stupid asshole, you.
Yep, well, unfortunately, a party coordinator's not here, so she's not going to be able to help you until the morning. If you would like to call back, you can.
I bet you if the party was about sucking dicks, you'd be all about it. You know, oh, yeah, right here.
Sure.
Best place to suck a dick, a mean dick. And you're like, You do the sign with your
That's
hand
awesome.
And your mouth.
So
you, go,
you have a great day, sir.
Wow. Got you back, milkman. I catch your number. Hi.
Yay. Wow.
All right. How about that break, milkman? How about it? What do you say there, buddy? Big guy? Big hawk?
All right. All right, man. And?
All right. I'm going to take that break. When we come back, I got a ton of numbers from Dwight.
Caller's a little bit late.
Yeah. You're going to have to get back to work, I guess. Anyway, what? What'd you say?
Go ahead.
What?
I said, give me a holler then later.
Okay.
Towards the end, and I'll jump you towards the end.
Okay.
I'm going to go work for.
Go make that money, baby. Go make that money for daddy. See you later. Okay.
If you come out and get crashed, call me on the phone, and I'll jump you on the phone.
All right, boy. All right. We got it. See you later. That's Milk Boy. All right. So when we come back, we're going to have some people practicing with us. We might hit up Las Vegas a little bit more. Who knows? Why not? It's a great place. Great place to be. You know? Everything's forgiven. Las Vegas. That's their motto. Unless you're O.J. Simpson. We got him. We got the boy. All right. I'll be right back. Thank you. I'm going to try it out.
Okay. You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
Hey everybody, I'm Carlito. I'm back on the air. And we'll do them prank calls here. Yeah. Sorry it took so long to break. I said, eat the shit out of that salad. Yeah, man. Dwight. Woo. Hey, oh, hey, Dwight, you're off of mute. Hey, Dwight.
No, it wouldn't let me in here.
Oh, you're in now. Yay.
Hey, where's everyone else? Where's the Milky Man?
He had to go back to work.
Oh.
Who else was around? Neon was around? Neon said he wanted to be on.
I saw she was in the chat, the chatters.
There you go. There's a Neon. We'll stick to that for now.
Oh my god, look at that picture.
Oh man. Delicious. Wow. Okay. It's gone. You sent me numbers and I thank you for that. Sir, thank you. Let me get to that list, sorry.
My pants.
Shake your pants. My pants are sick. Okay, now I can do this. Ooh, we got a free cat. That's what I'm talking about. All right. To start, we got
the guest name is Cuddy Sark. Isn't that the name of some type of whiskey or something? Or gin or scotch?
I don't know. I'm not much of a drinking man myself.
We'll try it. I don't think that's a for real name. Maybe we'll transfer to the fucking bar. That would be something. Why not?
The great day at the Fairfield Hotel Marriott. This is Vanessa speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, you don't need to exaggerate. How are you doing?
Excuse me?
I'm looking for a guest who's staying there.
I'm sorry. I won't be able to give you any personal information.
I'm not looking for personal information. I need to talk to them, and I have the fucking name.
Can I have their last name, please?
Sark, S-A-R-K.
I don't have anybody staying by the last name.
It's probably at the bar. Transfer into the bar at once. Engage.
I don't have a bar here, sir.
Engage.
Excuse me?
Engage, I said.
Engage in what, sir?
Engage in transferring the phone to the correct department.
I don't have a bar here, sir.
I command you to engage.
I don't have a bar in our facility, sir. In the...
Can you engage in anything?
I don't have the gentleman
staying
here with that last name.
Do you have female... Hey, wait a minute. Do you have female sexual organs? That would help. That would help me a lot, you know? You need some money, help pay the bills, I'll help you out.
Yeah. Have a good night, sir.
Oh, okay.
Pussy.
I just committed a crime. I just solicited. Great. That'll make the wife very happy when she hears about that, I'm sure.
Did you get arrested? All right, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you been trying to fuck?
You know me. All right, what do you... You're using Dashie's tool machine, right? Is that how you get your number still?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I got some of the Craigslist.
Okay.
The Facebooker tool, it's broke now. We can't use it anymore.
Ah, that sucks. Fucking APIs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's where the majority of the numbers were coming from.
Okay. Here is Jamie, who is spending a few days in Raleigh, North Carolina, North Cackalack.
Yeah, we'll have to get the local number because that's the only one I could find.
Oh, okay. Oh, theater doesn't like it. Come on.
Yeah, I was having some fun on GTA 5 earlier. It was good. Stole a couple semis, parked them across the intersection and closed it. And said, fuck you, cops.
Yeah, but did you get the shit to work with, whatchamacallit yet?
I haven't tried it. I was reformatting my computer earlier, and I had no way of telling if someone was broadcasting, and I didn't want to kill somebody's broadcast.
Yeah, I gotcha. I understand. Understood, understood.
The easiest place, I'm telling you, to fuck with the cops and start a real big war with them is an off-ramp. You just fucking close off that off-ramp.
Really?
And start to kill a few of the drivers in their cars so they're just sitting there. People are crashing and shit. It gets wild.
Nice.
Oh, love you.
I'm having a mouse problem here. Hang on. I'm trying to open that Synergy app so I can get that taken care
of. Mises?
Problem with my Mises, yeah.
Where all my Mises at?
I hate it when this happens. I usually just open it when I start the show so I'm ready to go when I have to restart the app. Then I open another app on accident. I gotta close that. And I'm afraid it's gonna mess with the audio settings because it's the Twitch broadcaster. Hopefully nothing just got fucked up.
Don't know why Skype is saying it's got an exclamation point in the call quality next to my microphone, but then it says my microphone seems to be working fine.
Weird. Okay. Well, I copied your number and it's inserting, for some reason my computer's inserting a question mark in the middle of the number. and I can't backspace on my computer. But that's because I use this shared mouse application. It gets a little funky when you start using it like heavy. So I just got to stop and start it. Start it on one end, and I got to use the mouse pad here. Just doesn't want to move because I have other stuff on top of it already.
Yeah, I get bored in that game, and I will rob the convenience store, and then I'll hold up in there and see how many I can take out.
I like to rob the rural convenience stores, nice and far away. You know?
When I know I'm going to go rob them, I'll take a vehicle and I'll park it like right parallel with the door, and then go in, and it makes it really difficult for the cops to get in.
Okay.
And so the doors, well, we'll just shoot the glass out, and I'll just start fucking popping them through the doors while I'm hiding in the storage room.
Okay. Dude, I don't know where this thing's getting fucking...
I just start killing the clerks, though, because there's been 4 or 5 times where I turn my back to go out the door and leave them, and they fucking start shooting at me.
Okay.
Assholes.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, fuck them, right?
For
fuck
English, them. Press 1. Para español, oprima 2.
We got it fixed, guys.
Hey.
To check prices and hotel availability, or to make a new reservation, select 1. Request a change, 2. Cancellation, 3. No. Confirm the status of your trip, or for questions about your hotel, 4. Or for welcome reward, best price guarantee, gift cards, refunds, or credit card charges, 5.
It didn't
to repeat these options, select 8.
I'm going to skip that, man, because it's not even giving me an option for to speak to the front desk. Here's Oku. if it was what? At Market Central? At the Hilton, okay.
Want to spend my life.
Thank you for calling Legendary Hilton Anatole in Dallas, Texas. For the hotel operator or guest room, please select 0.
Good evening, guest request. Is Denise, can I make a right for you?
Yeah, so I need to speak to a guest who's staying there.
Last name?
R-E-I-U-J-I. Rodri.
What's the last name?
R. E.
Of the guest?
Yes, I'm giving you the last name.
Okay.
R. E. I. U. J. I.
I don't have anyone by that last name.
What about O. K. U. U?
No, sir. Anyone by that last name.
What about A. N. A. T. O. L. E.? Well, shit, fucking shit, goddamn it, bitch. This is bullshit that you don't have it. Right, whatever. Let's give her some shit. Sorry.
Bitch.
Sorry to offend anybody. Sorry for taking the cheap way out of that call, but it was over.
That's how you do it.
Farhan is asking who else is at the Hard Rock Hotel in Chicago, Illinois. Oh, I'm here, motherfucker.
Maybe calling front desk.
Hey, how you doing, Akulo? I need to speak to a guest.
Good.
Staying there.
Okay.
Last name is Satar.
What's the room number?
Satar is the last name. S-A-T-T-A-R.
S-A-T-T. Please hold.
The guest you are trying to reach is not available right now. Please wait for the tone to leave your message. For personal assistance, please.
Hello? Maybe go on front desk.
Yeah, could you, I got disconnected when I was talking to him. Could you put me back through to, Satan?
Yeah, please hold.
There you go. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Mr. Sattar.
Yes.
I am calling from the front desk here at the Hard Rock Hotel. Were you sleeping?
Yes.
I'm glad that you're sleeping now. Sir, we have complaints about your behavior here in the hotel and in the room. Did you have anything you'd like to come forward and say first before we pass judgment?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've been very loud, and you were spotted by Dwight the janitor with you had your door half open and you were showing your penis and asking people to come in?
That is not the case.
Sir, you have several complaints. You were had the door cracked open a little bit. You're like, show me my penis. Oh. You showed it to a woman. I have her here on the line. Her name is Lisa Thompson.
That's him.
What happened, Ms. Thompson? What did he do?
I met him in the bar, and he was just this really nice guy, and he told me to come back up to his room. No funny business. But as soon as we stepped over the threshold, he tackled me.
You tackled?
I don't know what else. I can't believe it.
You were tackled by this man, Farhan Sattar?
Yeah.
Mr. Sattar, why did you tackle her?
I haven't been to the bar. I don't drink.
That man touched my wife!
You touched this married woman? Did you
I
go
to, mean any to the bar.
Did you go to the bar?
The snack bar?
Did you go to the bar, sir? Do you drink? Maybe you had a little too much to drink and you forgot now, sir? Is that what's going on?
I have never drunk in my entire life. I mean,
Yeah, right. All right. Well, we're going to come by. We're going to take photographs of your private parts, your male sexual genitals, because she can then identify them.
Well, I suggest first call the police.
Well, yeah, but we have our own. This is Las Vegas. I mean, this is Chicago. The Hard Rock Hotel, we're an extension of Las Vegas, so we have our own rules here, you know. We have our own security. They'll handle the matter. They're going to be down there. They're going to be dusting for prints, and they're going to be checking her underwear for semen. Okay.
He slimed my panties.
Mm-hmm. We're going to check her underwear and her vagina and her vulva. Her labia and her clitoris and everything for semen, her anus, her perineum.
My mouth.
Mm-hmm. Her stomach contents. We're going to pump her stomach and see if there's semen inside her stomach.
The back of my neck.
Okay, and then we're going to need you to masturbate to compare the semen.
I'm about to call the police.
Sir, do you masturbate at all? Are you? But will you be able to masturbate for us into a cup so that we can analyze it?
I suggest you.
I suggest you start masturbating.
I suggest you.
You suggest I what?
I suggest you.
You speak up.
I was asleep. You woke up.
I still can't hear you, honey, baby. Talking to the phone. Be a man. Come on, be a man. Do you not have father? Huh? Where's your honor?
I'm sorry, what are you talking
about? Speak like a man. Speak loud into the phone. Don't you have a father? Don't you have honor? Huh? What would your father say the way you're talking now? Scared. Stop it.
Okay, I'm going to put the phone down now.
Look at you like a girl. Well,
put the phone down now. Oh, no.
Why don't you call Mama first, huh? You're going to call Olmec first and tell her?
Call who?
Olmec.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking
about. Olmec is your mother. You're going to call Olmec your mother, Olmec?
And where does my mother live?
And your dad's asshole.
Okay, I've had enough.
Yeah. She lives on the street with a dog that fucks her every night in the street like a dog.
And who are you?
I'm Cross. My name is Horus. I have the ancient eye of Horus. H-O-R-U-S. The all-seeing eye.
And you're from?
From North Africa.
Okay, so good. Call the police.
Well, I'm from the area known as the Upper Nile region originally. I'm like a big eye. I'm a big eye in the sky, you know? I'm a big triangle with an eye inside of it. And I could see everything. The all-seeing, all-knowing eye machine. It's on your dollar, even. Do you have dollar bill? Hello? In an effort to salvage this call, I now turn you over to Lisa Tompkinson again.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Packy. How are you? Are you there? Is anyone there?
I don't know. He's just bullshit.
Hey, you touched my wife there, you cocksucker. Huh? Don't you speak up there, Chief?
Talking.
Is he one of those type of Indians, the ones that go, oh, blah, 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 or is he the other one with the dot and shit?
Yeah. Talking.
Mister.
Mister Talking.
Hey. Asshole.
Oh.
There it drops. There it went. Fell. Fell out of the sky. Like a helicopter. You can't fly.
Hi, Carlito.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? All
right. How are you?
Yeah. Are you feeling better yet?
No.
Is it your asshole?
I wish it was, but no.
Oh, so you're,
my ears.
Oh, no, man. That shit hurts probably.
Yeah, I've got, like, tinnitus in the right ear. It's crazy.
Oh, no.
Since Friday, yeah.
Oh, no, man. You need to do pine tree bark pills.
Yeah?
That helps out. Tinnitus. Hang on. What did I used to take for tinnitus? I think it was pine tree extract. Let me see.
It sucks. I think it's because I'm just like, it's like internal congestion. There's like nothing coming out. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I got so sick so fast.
I gotta look at my notes. There was something I used to take for something else, but it was also well regarded for tinnitus.
Yeah, let me know, man.
It was either cherry seed extract or pine tree bark. Pine tree bark. I think it might have been pine tree bark.
Man, yeah, I'll do anything. I'm going to have a field week because I have music shit going on this week if I can't hear out of my best ear.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that sucks.
Sucks. Anywho.
Yeah, it is. It's pine bark extract, and I buy it at GNC. They have it there. It's in a pill form.
Okay.
And you just take, it helps out with it. And also pycnogenol. That's one that Milkman had me, told me to start getting it for my eye problem. I started taking the pycnogenol. It helps out with the eyes and the ears. With microvascular bleeding, it helps out with that.
Wow,
and they
cool.
They attribute that to, as part of the problem with tinnitus, is microvascular changes and bleeding causing that pain and kind of noise.
Yeah, it's so loud, dude. Yeah, I thought I just busted my ears. We went to a show a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and the levels were so off. The treble was like... Oh, it's crushing, like ear crushing.
You're gonna have to do white noise also too. Like, just go to the YouTube. There's YouTube pages that play white noise for 8 hours. straight, I would definitely, that would definitely help you sleep.
Okay, because isn't it supposed to, like, equalize it or something?
Yeah, it at least makes it so you've got something else that you can concentrate on, I think, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, so definitely a white noise machine. I've had problems with it and it's gone away, but I've had problems with it in the past. The pine bark extracts seem to have kept it at bay. I haven't had any problems with it since I started taking it once a week.
Oh,
I would
cool.
say once a day. Like when I used to take it once a day for a while, but I weaned off of my supplements. I wasn't trying to blast my body anymore. Just once a week, I have like a little set of things that I take.
Hmm.
That's one of them. Yeah, pine bark extract. All right. Good luck with
cool.
it.
Cool. Thanks, man.
I sent you a bottle of it, but I gave it to my friend who had tinnitus problems.
That's okay. It's cool.
And it actually helped him out, too. That's why I know for he had it for a really bad case of it, and he said it was helping him out. He actually kept buying it after that.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay, look, I'll stop bullshit. We're going to keep going with the prank call series.
Thanks, man. Seriously.
Yeah. Free Phantom Limo, TN. Is this a sale thing here, do you think?
No, it's for free. It's not running.
Oh, okay. It's a free limo because it's not running. Okay. I'm making a nice house with a limo. I'm missing out. Let's try it. Sitting in the rain and yard brush. A lot of ways.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Oh, well.
Try motherfucker.
I'll try again. You never know.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
You need to watch the movie The Wedding Ringer there, Carlito.
Wedding Ringer?
And Kevin Hart's in it.
Is that a newer one?
It just came out on DVD Tuesday.
Okay.
I think Tuesday.
I might have heard about it during the Justin Bieber roast, like it got mentioned.
I think so.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
This is Rick with a free dog. First call, first ring, I'll the voice man. Yeah.
Your call has been
forwarded. You see that dick, Rick?
Dick Rick.
One of these, I think it's the one that says small dog. They're like, oh, I will be doing a home visit before you get the dog and all this shit.
What?
Oh, yeah. They do that, like, bonding thing where, like, you have to bond with the animal and it's not just a, hey, come get it type thing.
Come see my nice little meth lab.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Is that Clara? Clara?
Sierra?
Yeah, Sierra?
Yes.
Okay, you have free cat?
Actually, no, they're all taken already. I gotta take them off off of Craigslist.
Oh, because I want to eat a cat, you know?
Well, that's not good because that's illegal over here. Bye.
No, it's not.
That was good.
Is there any speculation that's why she's getting rid of the cat? She found out she can't eat it?
Yeah, that's what it was. They're raising him for food and they were like, ah, oh, shit.
Thought it was the same laws as chickens.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is it really illegal here? Because as far as like, if it's just a certain age, they let you, you know? I know. They look so pretty and cute when they're little kittens, but when they get older...
Oh, no wonder. You're one of those. My God, putting nothing else better to do.
Fuck you, motherfucker. I want to eat a kitty, yeah.
For real, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
my God.
Oh, my God.
Dumb bitch.
Damn.
was dying on that first call, Carly. It was like, you're like, are you wearing any panties or something? Yeah. He's like, what?
You got any dirty panties? You've been in all funky all day. Oh, man.
I've actually was able to talk one person into selling me their dirty panties. And she was all about it. She's like, yeah, you can come see. Like, I'll wear them. I'll take them off right there. I said, she started pressing the line when I asked her.
Oh, wasn't it an older lady?
No, you could be in the other room. And
wasn't it an older lady? I think I remember
I
that.
Think it was.
I remember that now.
She got really upset when I started asking if I could have some of her old man's panty or underwears, too.
I remember that.
What if you did?
Because I originally called about a dresser, and it progressed, and I wanted to also purchase some of her like dirty underwear and shit.
Oh my god!
I remember that. I remember I was in the hospital last year. The last time I was in the hospital last year, not this year, last year.
I agree with Dark Stranger. This seems like an easy enough way to make some money.
Why not?
Why not?
Some people love that stuff.
Do it online. No one will question.
Yeah.
That's a fucking, you're sitting on a cash machine, ladies.
Shit. Maybe I should think about doing that.
Good. We got a $500 roommate wanted. $500, don't pay for the roommate. All right. We're buying a roommate.
Studio.
It's been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Trying again. Here's a $550 room available, a share home. So sure. I guess there's been this app called Airbnb that I didn't know about, where like if you have a second house or your own house and you're going out of town for a weekend, you can lease out your house. You can rent out your house for a weekend as a bed and breakfast while you're out of town.
They're trying to get rid of that in, like, L.A. here.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they're saying, like, people are just doing that and it's taken away from, like, all the hotels.
Yeah, well, I guess what happened was, like, a couple returned home and there had been a fucking sex orgy, a 50-person sex orgy over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
The police had come 3 times to break it up. There were people having sex in every room.
I thought you meant they joined in and they came 3 times.
Yeah, the toilets were clogged up with condoms. There was semen and vomit and alcohol spilled in every room everywhere. It was just like a big fucking orgy, apparently. I mean, they trashed the house. They broke everything. They trashed everything.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and there's YouTube video.
$500 for the weekend or something.
Yeah, and there's YouTube video of it. Like the guys, like just and the cops are there already when they arrive from the airport. The couple gets there and the cops are there. Like, what the fuck? And they see this, and the cops are like, is this your house here? Like, yeah. Like, did you know about this? Like, no.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and the cop's like, yeah, we've seen some shit. Like, the one cop was like, I've seen some stuff in all my years, but nothing like this before.
At the party and then went to work after.
Yeah, you're right. He got all dressed up. Or he probably was there and dressed up like a cop right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's his plan.
Ooh, a stripper cop.
Hot cop. Hey, like
I'm here about a noise complaint. He fucking hits the boom box. He's fucking hit thrust and shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Okay. Well,
I still can't believe I told somebody, asked someone the other day if they wanted a Tijuana hand job, not knowing that it was an actual fucking thing.
Is it like a Dutch rudder?
No, they said it's the opposite of a Blumpkin. It's a hand job while you're taking a shit.
Oh, wow.
I don't have any sexual attraction at all when I'm on the toilet shitting. It's just not working. Those two things are like, I'm not gonna. I've thought about jerking off while I'm shitting.
It's like seeing your mom and dad have sex or something. It's just not.
No,
good.
I mean, I've thought about jerking off while shitting, but never tried it.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, buddy, how you doing? I thought about jerking off while shitting. I see you have a $550 room available.
Excuse me?
You have a room available for share?
Yeah, but not to you. Thank you.
Why not? What happened?
That was funny.
Not to you.
Not to you.
Call him back. I'll be a totally different person.
I was just having a conversation with someone else.
Yeah, I need one of them rooms.
He's not going to answer, buddy.
Do I sound black and shit?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. We done toasted it. My heart in the
palm of your hands. We get to neon status, Dwight.
Oh, man. I just reinstalled it.
All sick over here.
My nose. Take my pride.
And you throw it up. Did you get a neti pot?
No.
Fucker, you got to, man. That'll help out.
Yeah, you
got
to do that. So you
yeah. You have to do that.
Right? What you do is you put the pot, you put the water in the pot. What you doing? Then you put salt in the water in the pot. Then you put it on your nose and you tilt your nose.
Is that like Milkman salt levels? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like his dick. Salty.
Bill Cosby roofied me. Hurts so good. Oh, hurts so good.
You gotta do it. You put the salt in the water and you put it in the neti pot.
Put it in the basket.
And then yeah, you put the pot up your nose and the water comes up your nose and it comes out down the nose. And then you put water and salt in the pot and you do it every time.
Let's go no more.
And then you blow your nose real loud, you know, higher than you can.
Aloha, you've reached Captain Ron. I'll get back to you.
Captain Ron, that was a shitty movie. No name here, but a $45 temporary room for rent. $45. Sounds like a closet. What the fuck is this?
$45 a day.
Oh, a day.
No loud noises.
Until May 6th only.
Please don't ever take the hurt. Cause it would hurt even worse if you'd ever
come on, man.
Even though sometimes.
Hi, this is Too Young. Sorry I missed a call, but you know what to do.
Too Young.
I got the idea that he's got a 45 a day fucking drug habit.
Yeah.
So he rents his shit out for $45 a day. Oh, yeah, go stay with me.
Well, yeah, but he's saying no drug users.
He wants to be the only one.
Yeah, he could be the one.
He just doesn't want anyone to steal his drugs.
That's why he doesn't want any loud noises.
Yeah, Andy had his roommate once. It sucked, man. Like, we would smoke together, and he always was like, oh, yeah. He came around when we were smoking and never put in weed, ever. Fucking asshole.
According to Half-Baked, he's known as a scavenger.
Yeah, that was that fucking dude, man. Or Andy hated that shit. And Andy would tell him straight up, like, dude, you
hello?
Yeah. You got a cheap $345 rent machine?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the position's filled right now. Sorry.
Motherfucker.
What position is that?
Fucker. Bitch.
Is it doggy style?
Why?
Yeah, you're a whore. She even let me say, oh my god, like, or I'm sorry. She's just like, it's bye. She said, the position's been filled already, bye. That's what she said.
That's because she's bye.
Like, bye who? You
know, it's bisexual.
Yeah, you said the room's already taken by? The position's already filled by, you said? Like, by
yeah,
who?
Yeah, as in...
But what do you mean by? Like, by who? Stupid.
I mean by as in, like, goodbye. Like,
no, you said that... No, you said the position's been filled by, and, like, you went... like, stupid in your head.
Okay, what? Why are you calling me?
Well, because I need a place to stay, and you, like, left me hanging. You said it's been, I don't know if you were going to say that it was the position been filled by someone who canceled,
You know, you didn't finish. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just need a place to fucking stay. I'll do anything, man. I'll suck your dick or something.
Well, you need to stop calling.
Please. Please help. You know anyone else? Is there any more room?
Really?
Any more? Can
is
I just
real?
Park? Can I just park my car?
That was good.
You park your car on your lawn or something.
Just park my phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Shit. Alright, that was fun. That was the last number I had there.
We missed the free small dog.
Free? Oh, yeah, I did. We did Sierra. We did No Name. I thought I did that one.
Nope.
No Name Free Small Dog? Is this the one where they want to come check the house out?
Yeah, this is the one they're going to want to check the house.
I think I called this one, but we'll try it again. Fuck it. Check out your own backyard. Yeah.
You're scammers, I'll ask for your driver's license and visit your home before you're being released.
I could swear this guy. Oh, this is the guy that was ringing busy. Just ain't no good.
Aloha, you have reached Fundraiser's LLC.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Hey, Carlito, if you go to the link for that ad, well, it's really fun to do to this music. Just move your mouse back and forth on the pictures. Makes the dog fucking dance to the music.
If you move it, oh, really? Like it goes dance back and forth?
Yeah, you just move it back and forth. It's like the dog's
oh,
fucking
shit,
dancing.
Yeah, look at that. Ha, that's cool. You can make a gif out of that. Like, fucking retarded dog. Mexican dog, imagine that. You know, those little rat dog motherfuckers. You ever have a chihuahua there in your family, Neon?
Mm-mm.
No? You ever have a dog at all?
Mm-hmm. We had, my dad had, like, some sheep herding dogs. Just, like, Australian shepherds.
Damn.
And my mom had a,
Did you ever try, like, the peanut butter stuff?
Ever try what?
Peanut butter stuff? Dog?
No.
Never? You sure?
No.
Nothing? No potted meat? Spam stuff?
No.
Spam stuff?
No.
Ew. Spam. You get into spam stuff, doggy?
Yeah.
I gotta say that, Nicole.
Oh, my God.
Does your dog get into in peanut butter stuff?
Here's three people we fucked with pretty bad before.
Yeah.
But it's been a while, so... It might be ripe again.
All right, that's fine. I'm down to do more calls. I don't give a shit, motherfucker. Let's get some more numbers somehow.
The Lindsay Lucky
fuck yeah,
one,
I'll do some more calls.
It's the daughter's cell phone, or the dad's, or someone's, but I tell him each time I need this TV repaired, and he's like, it's you again. He fucking yells at me.
Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to the estimated 257 people and or connections that are listening to the show right now. Thank you.
Hell yeah, man.
That's combined all three Shoutcast stations, and which equals 110, and then our Mixler, which is at 146 right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue. It is at 146. Is that accurate? When I see it in Mixler, in the Mixler app, what's in the bottom right, is that the current number of people listening, or is that just the peak for the show?
I think it's
no,
the current number of people.
That's current.
It's current, okay. All
right, cool. You got it, homie.
Bullshit. All right, you put the number where? Sorry.
I put it in the main chat here.
Okay. Coming up the hard way, I've got to save myself. Must be that key. All right, I'm just copy pasting it.
Because I freaked him out one time and I called from his shop number to his cell phone. He's like, somebody's at the shop. He was like, get the cop down there.
Shit. Oops. Someone breathes like you. Like she said, "Yeah, I'm here in the shop office." Now. Not like your pencil. All right, so Lindsay, need your TV, radio, microwave, etc. fixed. Call Lucky's TV Repair. All right. Are you taking it?
No, you can take it. He knows my voice. Tell me to microwave repair though.
I'm gonna rip my share, yeah. It's a funky type thing.
Hello, you've reached Lucky's TV. Now the stop and it won't work.
Alright, so that's his shop.
I'll try his cell. Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Next. Jane Stone Jones. You gotta say that whole name. Jane Stone Jones. Found two dogs on the street. Has them in a kennel. I can't bring them in. These are all letter N's, not I am. I have a dog inside that doesn't get along well with others, and I have three in the bag. Not sure how they will act if they are URS. Please text me. Thank letter U. Fuck spelling, I'm ignorant.
Hello?
Yeah, you found these two dogs?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I didn't.
You put down that you found two dogs.
No, I didn't.
Who you fucking with, young lady? Is this Jane?
No. I don't know who you're talking about.
Did you eat my dog?
No.
Did you put peanut butter on your pussy and let him lick it off? What was that about? What was that about, Dwight?
If I remember right, I accused her of snatching my dogs out of my fenced-in yard. she got really pissed off, and her husband started being a real dickhead on the phone. I couldn't remember if that was the case with her or if that's the one that I had bring the dog in and check for the scar by his dick.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And then I asked her if she kissed the tip. and she was like, what the fuck? And hung up. And I talked to the husband. And he was like, you can't be telling her to do things like that. So why would she do it?
Wow.
Wow.
What else can you say to that? Coffin here. Look, I'm looking ahead. We haven't gotten to it yet, but there's a Confederate flag engraved knife for sale. I can't wait to get to that.
Those are older, but I don't know. Try them out.
Yeah, why not? And before we get to those neon numbers, we got Michelle Shelley Brown Bahop.
Yeah. We hacked her voicemail. You want a number to call from as one of her friends?
Yeah. What is it?
Let's see. We've been calling. Yeah, here's Sean. Sean's number. Yeah, we started cataloging her. The numbers of people calling.
Nice.
We kept calling as Deb, and I was using the female voice.
This isn't Deb.
I want to see, Dwight, if you still have those voicemails that, like, those people, like that lady with the washing machine.
Oh, yeah.
If they're still there or not.
I've tried them. If they still work, I still have them. And
your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 3-1
Did you want to check her voicemail?
Whose voicemail?
Didn't you say you guys had access to her voicemail?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to call it? Here, I got the number right here.
Well, no, I'm calling her. Right now, Michelle's
showing. Oh, you mean... Excuse me. Oh, I got it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, is this... I got a Michelle listed on here on this phone. At this number. I'm here at the bowling alley. I found a... Well, we got a woman here who's in some kind of distress. She's thrashing about and everything, and they don't took her ready yet. They're tying her up to take her away. We're just looking at the contacts here on the phone. She don't have any ID. And she got one of her last calls is to this number here and says, Michelle?
Yeah?
Yeah, do you know whose number this is? It's calling right now so I can let these people know?
No, don't know.
Shit.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
My name is Cross. I'm here at the bowling alley. We have a woman here. She was here bowling, and they say think she took some kind of drugs or something, or she was on a date, and they spiked her food, her drink, you know, like with a roofie or something, they're thinking, and she just got really crazy. And
why don't you just call the police?
Well, that's the thing. They're wanting me to find out.
That was good.
Shit. Do you know the name of the person you had me change the ID to?
What?
Dwight, you there? Dwight's the one that gave me the number to change the caller ID to. You know what I'm saying? You people understand? You not understand what I'm talking about? Dwight, where are you?
Dwight must have died. What the hell's wrong with
him? No, I'm here. I'm checking these numbers before I send them to Carlito. You know, the voice mail ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was the one that you wanted him to spoof the number? Who was the friend?
Do you know who that person is?
No.
Okay, just the number they called. Damn.
Sean was the number you spoofed the caller ID is.
Okay, so it's Sean. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so I was saying a woman. Damn. All
right. Yeah, Sean was the friend, and you had Michelle's number already.
Ah, okay. All right. Anyway, white headphones for sale. Let's get some Beats headphones, yo.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there? You got some headphones sale?
Some headphones?
Headphones sale?
Yeah, I got some headphones for sale.
What color is them headphones?
Those headphones white.
Alright, good. I like that. I prefer white, you know. I got white shoelaces all the time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that white. They work hard.
It's a good fucking color, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What brand is the headphones is?
It is a good color, but you ain't white.
Hey.
You ain't white, you European Viking bastard.
Motherfucker, you? I am white.
You ain't white.
I'm just trying to talk down like one of you monkey white trash people, stupid.
You ain't white, you little dick European.
I am white, and I'm not European. What are you talking about?
If you're white, then why are you not the color of white? You're stupid.
Are you seeing me through the phone? Do you have a camera phone? Is that what's happening?
What is white?
That's here, I'm going to... Shut up. I'm going to turn on my camera so you can see me. Do you have a camera phone?
But you're not white. Are you the color white?
I can't do this anymore. You guys want to
talk to him? No, you bastard. Are you the color white?
Have you ever sucked the dick of a black man before?
Are you the color white, you stupid Viking?
I'm blacker than black, and I can show you the tip of my dick.
I wanna see the color. If you white, show me that you want.
Why are you all about color?
Yeah.
Well, why can't you be about love, son?
Jungle
I
fear.
Ain't about
It ain't about color, man. That's what you people trying to work hard against. I mean, for, or whatever. Burning shit and rioting.
That's a color.
No, you don't need colors. The only color you see is love.
Yeah, I'm a fucking white girl in front of you.
What you got to say, man? You darker than a cave or what?
They say the black blood sweetens the juice.
Ooh, baby, get over here and spank my ass.
Mommy, don't talk like that.
I ain't gonna do no spanking. I might hang you from a noose from a tree. From the
oh
apple.
Shit! You gonna let me put my legs around your head?
Put your legs.
Who the fuck is this?
Hey, what's up?
Who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is this? I was talking to a black man.
How the fuck did you get this number?
What do you care? I'm talking to the black man. Honey, are you old enough to answer the phone?
Don't talk to my sister like that, bitch.
Who the fuck are you got
delayed? Can you put a colored person on the phone?
No, you fucking piece of white trash. I can't.
Oh, hey, what's up, Baltimore?
What's up?
What's up, Ferguson?
You got a problem?
Sup, what? Right here,
I said you have a problem.
Riots. What up, Crenshaw?
Call this number again, and I'll fucking shoot you in your face, bitch.
Fuck you and fuck you. Yeah, there you go.
The fuck? Wow.
God damn.
That was some LA shit.
Oh yeah. May the 4th be with you tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Live long and prosper.
All right.
Just call that number back. Well,
those numbers are crazy. Those are Dust Bernadette numbers, by the way. I didn't even get through the whole list because they were all good.
Man, it's fucking crazy.
I didn't even get those.
May I converse with this one?
Yep. I fucking
do it, man. That's the last time I'm going to scream on the air.
Hello.
Howdy. How can I help you this evening?
You sound like you got a dick in your mouth there, pal. Hey, why don't you put that cunt back on the phone?
No, ain't no bitch or nobody.
No, listen here. You don't know who the fuck you're dealing with. My name's Dwight McClanahan. I'm a made fucking man.
You a made fucking man?
That's goddamn right. I work with the mafia. You understand me? A fucking enforcer.
Why are you playing on my phone?
Ain't nobody playing on the phone there, you limp dick.
No, ain't no looking over here. I got me a bitch.
Hey, put the bitch on. I know she's the one tugging on your nuts and pulling the drawstring and you're saying these phrases. Put her on the phone.
Yeah, she's Irish.
Hey, no, none of this. Shut the fuck up and put her on the phone.
I love me a good white pussy.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
I'm a real black man. I'm a little white.
Yeah, you don't know a real black man. You go to jail, you're going to get some of that jail loving, motherfucker. You keep this up.
I love me some good pink white pussy.
Yeah, you've been jail sexed, haven't you?
I want me a blonde, blue-eyed, Scottish white.
But you can't have one because you're fucking black. Now, this big Italian dick's going to teach you a lesson if you don't go put that fucking bitch on.
They love them some good black men.
You got a fucking disability or something? Because I'm not going to slap the fuck out of a man with a disability.
Them blue-eyed blondes, they love them some black man. They go up them.
Listen. I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm going to come over there and make fucking love to you. I'm going to spit on the asshole and shit, and then I'm going to fuck you.
Always sound like you knows homosexual.
Hey, that's how I torture people, right? I fuck them in the ass.
Me, rather you told me not. You sound like a homosexual.
Yeah, you sound like a fucking little faggot there doing that cowboy accent and shit. What do you like to do? No. You like to get on bareback and shit? You ride around with men? You pitch the tents? You go fucking Brokeback Mountain?
No, this ain't no cowboy accent. This how I be around a lot.
Listen, your Obama phone keeps breaking up. You think get off that welfare and get you one of them nice fucking landline phones?
Well, no, I like being in welfare and living in the trailer park. There's a whole bunch of nasty white women running around here with no shoes on, and they'll suck your dick for $5.
And you think you can wrap your dick around with a noose?
Oh, my dick is long enough where though it might be tied in the noose, and I can hang it around your old lady neck.
My girls have respect. They don't go around spooks. What's the matter there? You're a little breathless there. You got nothing to say? Put that bitch on the phone.
Then you could call your mother over and burn her over.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go with the mother jokes. Put the bitch on.
Hey, I want to see your bitch. Can I come down?
You
want to
see my bitch? Hey, bitch, tell him.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Old man, get over here and spank my ass.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty white ass.
I don't know why this guy's playing around on Massa's phone.
I love me some white ass. I want you to piss in my mouth.
Oh.
I eat it on the rag.
Oh, you like that war paint?
He eats, wouldn't they be drinking piss? He's not eating it.
I got a big dick now. I do both of y'all if y'all got rough enough.
Oh, come over here and spank me with it.
You want me to hit you with this big black pole?
Yeah, right in the ear.
good.
You know he's got all kinds of money. He's got fucking.
Why is it all about color, sir? Why is it all about color? How come it just can't be a pussy?
I love me a European, Irish, Scottish, blonde hair, blue eyed woman. I tell you, it's something about y'all's skin. Y'all got some of the softest skin in the world, but I hate your men. I wish I could kill all
you know
y'all
what?
European
and
men.
And I'm all into your men because of Yeezy, you know?
Oh, you like us black men?
Oh, yeah.
It's natural, you know?
I think she doesn't. She likes them because she doesn't have to stay with one too long because they go to prison about every other day.
Hey, you don't have to worry about me going to prison. I work every day right at McDonald's. And I can bring home some burgers and fries every day for me and all the kids we have.
Oh, okay. Let's stop kidding around now. You don't work at no fucking McDonald's working, you fucking liar.
Yeah, you ain't feeding the rats in the ghetto. Come on now.
I work hard every day.
Well, I'm colorblind, so who cares? That's why I said, why is it about color?
It's about color because I like it to be about color.
Oh, that's nasty.
I like it.
No.
Why?
You have to accept what you cannot have. And that is a white woman.
I can have me a white woman. I could go right outside my front door and get me a white woman.
Oh, I don't think so.
Nah, she likes me. I'm a sweaty fucking Guido. I got hair everywhere. I fucking sweat olive oil.
Oh, you a nasty Italian. One of them Jewish bastards.
That makes no sense, sir.
He's a New York Jew. I'm a New York Jew.
You one of them nasty stinking Italians.
I'm a New York Jew.
Yeah, I figure that. Your dad killed Jesus. Damn all y'all bastards.
No, now you're talking about the Armenians. That's messed up, man. Don't be all Yeezy on it. Come on now.
Me and Vic Mackey and Shane Vandrell, we robbed the Armenian money train. We did it.
Y'all killed the Jews. Y'all killed Jesus. Your damn Jews killed Jesus. And the hell with all y'all.
You guys killed Lincoln, so don't even go there, okay? If it weren't for him, you wouldn't even be answering this phone. You know what I'm saying?
We forgot Curtis Lemansky.
Yeah, Gardaki. We forgot about Gardaki.
If he hadn't freed you, he wouldn't be dead. Think about it like that. Well, you guys killed the president. Don't be talking smack now.
Number one, I wasn't born a slave. My ancestors wasn't born slaves.
Yes,
they came over here free.
He went to bed, woke up the next morning, said, I freed who? Yeah.
My ancestors.
You're just as forgetful as the light.
Y'all don't know y'all history.
You're still a fucking slave right now. You're a slave to the system. And you're a slave to me. You're a slave on my phone. Fuck you.
You're a slave to my phone. And
negative. I initiated the call.
I'm a slave to the rave, okay?
The old lady going to be a slave to this 12-inch snake that I got in my pants.
Honey, that ain't no snake.
Bet she'll love every inch of it. How big is your old man dick? About 3 inches? And it probably barely works.
Your daddy.
My dick may be 3 inches, but I can honestly say I've never molested a family member, you black bastard.
Hey, the only family master I molested was your damn daughter.
You a slave, that's why.
My daughter is in your family. I don't know what the fuck this guy's on.
I ain't no slave. My ancestors were free folks.
You a slave to the summertime blues. Get the hell off the phone.
They were free. Y'all slaves. I bet you gotta go to work in the morning, you stupid bastard. Make sure you go to work in the morning.
Officer Winslow, be quiet, okay? Family does not matter.
Make sure you go to work in the morning and plow that field.
How about I go there and spank your ass? You sound like you need a real good fucking spanking.
Make sure you pay your tax.
Listen, I want to bring this to your attention. See if this doesn't blow your mind. What do you think? Do you think Danny Tanner could have fucked up Carl Winslow or what?
You know what I think? That y'all killed Kennedy, and the hell with all y'all stinking Jews.
Man, don't even go in there with Martin Luther King days, man. That Bobby Kennedy would have been alive, too. Maybe he'd been a president. Had been trying to free you people. People couldn't get it together by the 60s.
There's no reason to believe that.
Raiders Acres fucking says in the IRC, this guy will never hang up. He fucking hangs up.
Bobby Kennedy was just barely hanging on. He just finally had an upswing.
But they, yeah, maybe.
In the primaries. Let's not get carried away.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, assassination
people
stuff.
Get carried away that he was gonna take the presidency in a landslide.
Oh, God, no, of course.
It's a miracle his brother got elected to one term.
This person cannot be reached at the moment.
To be honest, JFK probably would not have won a second term. Let's all be honest. It was just... So people, that was the temperature of the country. No, man, I could be wrong. It would have been an interesting election had it really happened. Who ended up running against Barry Goldwater? It would have been JFK would have destroyed Barry Goldwater. So, never mind.
Yeah.
Kennedy definitely would have destroyed Barry Goldwater, just like he destroyed Nixon. All right, black TV for sale. Black TV for sale.
I never got through, I think, two of these numbers.
All
of that shit just for some white headphones.
This guy's crazy.
Jesus.
Hello?
Yeah, you got a black TV?
Oh, yeah, that's sold already. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, does it only get black people on it?
Yeah.
Like Denzel Washington movies and Rap City.
You can only watch BET on it.
Rap City. Is Rap City even on anymore?
Rap City, bitch. Rap City.
Yeah, that 808, whatever, 808 and Park. That's been off the air forever.
Yeah, 106 and Park.
106 and Park. It's been off for years now. That was the last show like that. Like those... End of day.
TLC.
Like Carson Daly.
Oh, TRL, that's what it was. Total
Request Live. Yeah. I used to watch when it was Most Wanted, I remember.
The Chappelle Show cracked me up when he had the camcorder and he looked in the mirror and showed like 30 years in the future.
Yeah.
And Carson Daly was still doing that fucking show and he was all fat and baldy.
Fat and bald. He's like, yeah, you're fucking bastards. He's like, he hated his life.
And he's yelling at them. Why do you vote for the same fucking video 30 times in a row?
Alright, here's a different black TV for sale.
Another black.
Pretty sure all TVs are black now. You don't see any light covered color TVs anymore.
Oh shit, my TV's black. I just looked over and it is.
Sometimes silver, maybe.
The frame is black and the screen's black. This is blowing my mind.
Nobody does anything about black TVs anymore. There must be some really cheap silver looking flat panel something.
Man.
Oh my god. Dark Stranger totally reminded me. That when I was at the hospital, they had the BET channel on fucking loud.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
And it was like embarrassing because I don't know who was more embarrassed for. There were some black people sitting there. And they were just like going on like nothing, like nobody's business. And like the channel, it had like some comedian on there or whatever. And freaking cussing up a storm like, oh, I'm going to lick your pussy. Oh, so gross. And I'm like, there's like freaking black people here. Like, aren't you guys embarrassed or is this what you hear all the time?
One of my hospital series last year when I was sitting in the hospital. There was like this African girl who I guess had tried to commit suicide, and
wow.
Was and like she was in the room next to me. Not funny, but like the family came in for an intervention, and it was crazy. They were all like in African accents, like half talking like Ugandan or whatever.
Sounds like Gilmore.
And then
Gilmumbo.
And he was like, I swear to God, you do not change. You might as well kill yourself now. Here, take all the medicine that's here. Take it
all. Oh my god!
Yeah, like you know, if I was your father, I would beat you to death. Like all this, like screaming at her. I was thinking, like, oh my god! Like, and then at the end, they all left laughing and happy and okay. It was so crazy. Like they're like, all right, see you later, get well.
Probably because they took fucking turns like suffocating her with a pillow.
It's just different kind of cultures, man.
Do you think, wait, Carlita? Do you think that maybe they came in and did that to scare you to be like, dude, you better leave our girl alone?
No,
keep it. Line or
to
we're gonna
her.
Come in here like an angry mob.
I don't know. They just brought in some holy man to like fucking scare the shit out of her.
They brought in a holy man from Africa to fucking just scare the Jesus out of her.
He spoke English, but he was also he kept going into whatever African language it is they were talking. Crazy, man. Yeah.
Dude, I was just a few minutes ago looking for Xbox controllers. Them motherfuckers are not cheap.
No, they're not. That's why I never get them.
They're like $45-$50.
So I've never gotten one for my computer. I'm sticking to keyboard and mouse for GTA 5. Fuck what everyone else wants.
We were all looking up like GTA for like the computer. We're like, what the hell? 50 gigs on the computer?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's worth it though.
It is fun.
It's a fun fucking game.
You get to act out all the shit that you really want to do in life, but you're scared to because of going to prison.
Yeah.
Okay, that reminds me, Dwight. If I get it, then I'm wondering if GTA will help me figure out what it would be like to have a dick.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, you can get your dick sucked in it.
Oh, shit.
You can fuck a whore, too.
I used to do that with Condition Zero, that fucking army game, and I'd come home and just start shooting people after a frustrating day. I'm like, motherfucker, fuck you, yeah. Fuck you.
And you can go get in your car and get your dick sucked. Fuck
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just in the car, though? I mean,
I think you can get some whore. You can get women, but
you can get some whore.
You can't see it. You know, there was a certain GTA game that had a certain coffee mode, and everything went to shit, so they had to take it out.
You've reached Streaker Small as your...
You know what I'm talking about, Dwight? The coffee mode for San Andreas? That it was like an incomplete... It was an incomplete actual sex fucking... scene, like, you know, it had the instructions for going in and out and whatever. and like Rockstar was like, no, we didn't put that someone made a mod, that was a mod, and then like it got proof that it was in the fucking code, like it was unfinished and not meant to be in the final game. They, I guess they finally said, we can't put this in the fucking game, but they fucking kept it in the code. They forgot to take it out of the code in the final version.
And the hot coffee mod?
The hot coffee mod, yeah. So someone just learned, you know, found a way to activate it, yeah. Because it was kind of glitchy still. They never finished it, you know, because they...
But you get to fuck people in the game. I mean, what's the big deal about the coffee mug?
They might as well just let you see. I mean, they got...
Well, hot coffee because it was a black guy.
Well, this one, the tits are out all over the place. Yeah. Carlito was getting a lap dance with titties out everywhere. Yes,
oh, touching her. Carlito?
I was saying baby.
You shouldn't kiss and tell.
She gave me her phone number, so I might call her, come over, fuck.
Whatever.
Yeah, I will.
I'm
doing San Andreas and all that. You just pulled your car up, like, hey, baby. Then you get in, and the car would just start rocking and shit.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, she would get out, and you go beat her up and take your money back.
Well, in this case, it shows the view, like, from, like, the dashboard up. You can see, so you can see the head bobbing up and down, and him with his head back, and putting the hand on the head and all that. You can see all that stuff when you get a blowjob. Yeah, I didn't do the fucking, you know. I was like, that's too much. I'm a married man.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe next time I might do the fucking.
Oh.
But I haven't seen a whore walking around in the game. Next time I see a horror, I'll hopefully have the cash on me. And I'll fuck her and I'll let you know what happens. Sorry.
Yeah, call me during it.
Hot coffee. The reason it was called hot coffee because the girl would say to CJ, invite him in, do you want some hot coffee? And if you said yes, it's like, oh yeah, hot coffee. Come inside for some hot coffee.
George says kill her afterwards.
Yeah, you can kill the prostitutes in the game. I think I used to do that in San Andreas. Like, I'd do whatever, then I'd shoot him and take the money back. Yeah.
Okay, good night, everyone. I'm leaving.
I remember doing it. Like, I feel really bad. Yeah.
I'm going to get killed. Thanks.
Carlito's like, oh, shit, wait a minute. I need that for gas money. He fucking jumps out, starts beating her to death. Yeah. Give me that back.
Well, okay, wait a second. So, hypothetically, Carlito, if you... We're like kind of like free in to do whatever, and you had sex with a hooker. Would you actually kill her? Like,
no.
Like, come on, just legit.
No. I wouldn't want to kill a real human life. I wouldn't want to take a real life like that. No. It's different, dude.
It's like,
what if
I can
one,
just
like beat her pussy up pretty well, and then you're just like, I'm fucking done with you, and she slapped her. You maybe inadvertently killed her.
And I could get it. No, I would not do it. I don't want to take human life away, man. That's not my bag.
There are some of those crazy bastards that can't differentiate the game and then the real life.
Yeah. See, people like you, Neon, give gamers a bad name.
Just kidding. You know, actually, I'm intrigued. And you know what? I meant to show a friend and been like, hey, man, look, these guys are playing GTA. You know, this is what they're into. My friend's like... I'm not really a gamer, but man, this game looks fucking cool. I'm all, damn it. Yeah. Well,
All right.
Cause you're all giving,
you're just giving me
the Bill O'Reilly treatment there for a second.
I know. Well, gosh, you guys were... I was feeling a little ignored. I don't like to be ignored.
Oh, no. All right. Here's Big Dick Rick looking for a trucking job. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you guys are having fun with that. It's cool. Seriously.
Yeah, you should get on.
I'll see what I can do.
You could be playing it now while your sinuses are broken.
Are you playing?
Not now. I'm doing the show.
Oh.
Now's not the time.
Oh. Can you have sex with other players?
There was a mod on like the PS4 version that let you rape people, but I haven't seen that in PC. Or was it one of the consoles had a mod that let you like you could rape somebody?
The voicemail box of
like if you like say for example you're playing like Green Bee Techman and you're playing Dashy and you just get this inadvertent feeling to be like, dude, I want to fuck Dashy or something, you know?
Yeah.
Can you like go and fuck another player or no?
No, you can't. Okay. No, there's no sex. No sex with each other.
No sex with the dudes, right? Yeah. No sex with the dudes.
I mean, yeah.
I'm just wondering. I've never played the game before, seriously. Not a joke. I just wanted to ask.
No. Yeah, but there is a rape mod for the consoles, I guess. I'm sure there'll be a PC version of it at some point. But yeah, I think you could just go around and rape somebody. Like the guy, your guy would just like go behind him and fuck him in the ass, and then you would lose some health. I think that's what it did. Like you lose some of your health after you got raped, and the other guy would gain health.
Oh my god!
But they had like sealed it, but then it came back. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, at some point, I don't think it'll be too far away where there already are mods for the game.
Oh, really? Like
not
what?
Not for the online portion, but for your first-person story mode, you can have mods and just go around and sand like in the sandbox and just fuck around all you want. There's already like a god mode where like you can kick someone and they'll go flying like really far. It's like,
nice.
Yeah, but like GTA 4 has a lot of crazy mods on PC. Yeah, but they'll bring that rape mod. That's insane. Going around raping people. If you could do that online, that's insane. He's like, oh, here you go, I'll rape you. I'm like, what the fuck, man? That's fucked up.
You start using it as a threat.
Yes.
Hey, man, go on a special with me or I'll fucking rape you.
Yeah. It'd be funny if it, like, if that gets some rating that you have where people, like, think you're, like, a pussy now or something, you know what I mean? Your bitchness rating goes up because you got raped by a guy. And you could you be a female character and rape a man?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
That'd be cool. Cause
it comes by with a strap on and just fucks you in the ass and runs away.
It's cool because it's like, you're kind of like, well, like, not like you guys are thinking about doing rape or anything like that, but for some people it could be like kind of therapeutic. Like,
of course not.
Like, well, because I have a friend, he went to jail for online raping.
What? No, you didn't. What are you talking about? Online raping? What the hell's
online raping?
Yeah, online raping.
What do you say? I'm raping you.
Yeah, I'm raping you, bitch.
I'm raping you, bitch.
Show
LOL.
It to me.
LOL, I'm raping you, bitch. OMG.
Let me show you something.
Sorry if you feel guilty of online rape.
So that's what I was thinking. Maybe I could do GTA and then be DTF. So down to the friends.
You can be DNF.
DNF.
Yes.
Down and no friends?
No, do not fuck.
Do not fuck. Okay.
Did not fuck.
Would it would not fuck
you'd have to play the game to understand that.
Like a WNF?
I said you have to play the game to understand that joke. Get the fucking game. So, right now we are calling the N-word bar. We're not picking up. I don't understand who would make a number like that. Now we have the N-word titty bar in Baltimore.
Oh my god, someone in the IRC Turtle just sent a video of a girl who called the cops because she was virtually raped in GTA 5.
Told you.
Wow.
I had a friend go to jail for that. It's virtual rape, that's what it was. Not internet rape, sorry. I'd never done it.
Was it your brother?
No.
Was it your dad?
No.
Was it your mom?
No.
She virtual raped.
No, it was. I said it was a friend. This was not a family. A 16-year-old
boy. I was Hardy.
His name was Mimi.
I was Hardy.
Mimi did it.
I still have sex.
Thank you for calling the gentleman Gold Club.
We will not have.
The new person.
We know if you find a new person.
Alright, what? Dwight, there's another number here I got from you that's just a number. Any idea what that was about?
Damn that note. That is about as high as was in my ear cut.
Ooh, that hurts. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Is the music loud?
Buzzing in the background.
The music is loud for you?
No, it's fine, but...
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Like, this redheaded blogger is explaining the situation. And she's like, and they'll talk to you on your microphone, and you can hear me all be like,
oh no, are you kidding? Can you link this in a video? Can you?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Here it is.
Please, I want to play the audio. This I got to hear.
Right there, it's fucking hilarious.
Alright, I'm getting it here.
It's
a frightening and disgusting trend in the world of online gaming. Hackers rewriting code to simulate sexual assault. Shauna Hunt is live with the disturbing reality of virtual rape. Shauna.
Well, Roger, in the world of gaming, modifying characters is actually a common thing, but these cases are extreme. These hackers, they're taking control of games being played online, and they're staging these violent attacks, and the scenes are so disturbing, we have to blur the images.
Online, they can take your character, lock them in place, have made their character pantsless, and then can simulate sexual assault with your character, and you are helpless to stop it.
The graphics are so good, this attack is eerily realistic, but this is virtual rape. Hackers rewriting codes and hijacking online video games like Zombie Apocalypse and Grand Theft Auto. The vile scenes are then posted to YouTube.
That's deplorable and should not be allowed anywhere. Like, they should be banned off the servers immediately.
And Sam Meggs, an avid gamer and blogger, tells me in some cases, these hackers, also known as modders for modifying the game, will talk to victims on their headsets during the attacks.
When you can hear the person on the other end who's saying these things directly to you, and they're saying them directly to you, that's a whole other level of harassment, really.
We all know many video games are known for their violence. In Grand Theft Auto, for instance, players carry knives and guns, and they get away with looting and murder. But the sexual brutality now popping up online has the attention of Toronto police.
It is certainly something that we would be, you know, interested in hearing about if people have experienced it.
In this scene, a dog has been modified to do disturbing things, and Detective Sean Marshall, who investigates cybercrime, tells me this new trend is hard to label. Are there charges that could come along with this?
We do investigate cases where people are being bullied online or being extorted online. So those things the police will absolutely investigate. When it comes to something like this, we could investigate it. It gets very difficult.
Police say in these virtual rapes, harassment would be hard to prove, and tracking down the invisible hacker could be next to impossible.
It depends on where the person is that's actually doing it, because they could be anywhere in the world.
Sam Meggs stopped playing online over a year ago because of what she calls a misogynistic mentality that already exists in the world of gaming. And she says these new rape scenes only illuminate that.
It's violating. It's triggering for people who have survived assault in the past. It's a visual representation of all that terrible verbal stuff that you get as a woman online.
Pretty much any game that you can play online can also be hacked and modified, so we're taking a look at some of the ways that parents can keep their kids from being targeted in their virtual world.
If you know what you're doing, you can kind of get into the back files of any video game.
These realistic virtual rapes have mainly been happening in Grand Theft Auto, but hackers modifying characters and creating these disturbing scenes can hijack any game if it's played online, putting all gamers at risk, including kids.
That little chubby kid thought it was hilarious.
And, yeah, I guess I'll have to keep a closer eye on
him.
24-year-old Ahmed keeps tabs on his younger brother's gaming life. Abraham is just 12 years old.
That's why I don't give him a headset when he's playing online. I usually always mute the outside world. It's mostly just him playing his game itself.
Computers in a family room.
This is really big. Keeping safe from virtual rape. Come on.
I told you, man, it was a real thing. You guys thought I was a noob. I'm a mod.
Yeah, that's so fucking, that fucking lady. She's such a tight. I quit playing because, you know, I got ass raped in a video game.
Vietnam. So what are you saying that she, your friend, virtual raped somebody in a game and got arrested? And that's all you can tell us about it?
Yeah, and I wanted to play GTA to cleanse myself of that, knowledge. Immerse myself with it. Get that ass, everybody. Get that ass.
Okay, crazy. Yeah, that makes sense.
I took.
Well, it made me laugh.
So. A little there. I'm going Carlito style.
Yeah.
Old Carlito style.
Old school Carlito.
Old school when I first met you.
Okay. I don't know. That dog scene fucking cracked me up. And the dog has been programmed to do something deplorable.
Okay. All right, so did we already try Stephanie, who has had her message machine changed by Dwight? Have we already done that tonight?
Stephanie. I don't know. I don't know if I did.
Let's try it. I'm still using that caller ID you told me to set things. That number don't work. Hot Point Refrigerator, model number blah, new in the box for sale, $450. That's a good fucking deal, huh? We got a whole bunch of appliances here. Whoa, man. Scratch and dent sale, everything was go, 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 motherfucker. What?
Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
We're sorry. Your call could...
Number's not working.
There's two numbers to that Stephanie one.
Two numbers to Stephanie.
If you go down to the message there, there's a one that ends at 1763.
Where did I lose Stephanie? Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. Not formatted.
I don't see it. 1743?
1763.
Hold on.
Put it in here. Please.
We both did.
I'm running out of stamps. It's good.
No.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Shut up.
She must have changed it.
You shut up your mouth. She's here. Here's another number for the appliances number thing. Appliances. And after this, we have a crazy Indian, and that's it.
Aww.
Aw, nothing. I got shit. I gotta go to work tomorrow.
We're going to work tomorrow.
There's a worm in the ground. There's a worm in my pants. It's regular.
Crap, I feel bad, Carlito.
Why?
I feel bad for giving you crap when you're on painkillers.
Sorry, I got no strokes.
Man, I'm on some too, and I can barely think, so I don't even know how you were able to do what you do.
Well, it's either that or a lot of pain. And I don't. I really, it's really crazy. This song
is mine's
cool.
Yeah. I forgot I took it, too, so I was like, did I take that? And I was starting to do, remember how you used to do, like, did I take it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing, I got nothing here. No crazy Indian, I'm going to be hanging up on you too. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Titties. Bye, Dwight. See
ya. Tongue punch your fart box.
No.
Oh, my God.
Say goodbye to them. It was perfect. Everybody wants to get up and dance. Well, I think I've already settled on the title of the show, as I said earlier. What did I say that was going to be? The Search for Foo.
The
think I'm about
let me type that before I forget. But it was quite an interesting show, right? We had some fun. Not bad. I didn't really miss a step here. I didn't do video tonight. Just didn't feel like it. I feel like a zombie, man. I sleep weird hours and I do this GTA Online thing all night. It can't be right for the soul, you know? Alright, so this will be the search for foo. Thank you everyone who tuned in and sent in numbers, including Neon and Dwight, who both joined the show. Thanks to Milkman, who joined the show earlier also. I'm glad he was able to hang out with me. It's not a show without the Milk Bro. Thank you to everyone who tuned in and all our networks. That's PCN Shoutcast stream, the PLA, aka the Cacti Radio stream, and the Blue Planet Prank Radio stream. Thanks to everyone there listening. Thank you to Ted Webb for letting us use that, as well as Brad Carter. And then, of course, Mixlr. Be sure to follow us on Mixlr, as well as on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Head over to prankcallnation.com for all the necessary links for that, as well as the links to subscribe to the podcasts that we all have available to subscribe to and get regular updates from us. Yes, thank you. I will catch you guys maybe during the week. Maybe I'll do a show during the week. Maybe. All right. See you later. Bye. Sister Nancy, she a one in a 3 million. So bad.